Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
This radio show is not intended for listeners.
We got to get out of here.
And we really have to work on the show.
How can I live without this? Yeah, we had to fire them because they're insane.
Let's get this radio show started.
Let the dancing begin.
It said let the dancing begin. You're not dancing.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah,
good morning.
Just looking up the email that I received yesterday from HR.
Yeah. Winning.
Making sure your shorts
are... We're winning this straight game, dog.
Those shorts up the code.
Facebook Live!
I don't know. Guys, HR, if you're listening, you might want to bring the tape measure in. I'm not sure those are up to code.
I got them cleared yesterday.
Did you?
I went and talked to Crystal.
She said knee length, and I said, yo, girl, these show my kneecaps. And she said, that's okay. They're at your knee, dumb. I'm like, well, you didn't have to call me names.
Yeah, but when you sit down, that's what it should be. They're not at your knee when you sit down. See? Oh, man, those are way too short. Those are like 1972 shorts.
Yeah, they are.
Those are like Wilt Chamberlain shorts.
I mean, they kind of go to the knee, right?
A little bit. Oh, yeah.
I'm in shorts! Guys, you don't understand how accomplished I feel today in shorts! Our boy Teo was like losing his mind for us.
Yeah, apparently if it's 95 degrees and above
on the forecast...
We get to wear shorts.
Yep.
Men get to wear shorts.
Guess what the high today is, my friends? 95 degrees!
Oh, man! Why didn't I wear shorts this morning?
I even posted a photo of the forecast for the rest of the week.
So I can make these pants into shorts
right
now. And
said, I'm wearing shorts all week. Tomorrow, 97. Thursday, 97. Friday's going to be 94. But guess what? They also said we are allowed to have shorts for special events. And guess what Friday is? Freedom celebration, special event.
Never
shorts every day. Shorts every day. Shorts every day. I only wear one. I only have one pair of shorts. I literally only own these shorts.
I know.
I'm going to wear them every day.
I have like gym
day.
Shorts. Can I wear gym shorts?
No.
Oh.
No, you cannot wear gym shorts.
Are you sure?
I mean, I guess you can if you want to look like you just crawled out of bed. But
well, yeah, that's my look. I mean, it's been my look for many years now.
That's probably true.
This is the only job that's messed that up for me.
I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, it's really hot outside.
Current temperature is, are you kidding me right now, degrees.
It's actually really not that bad outside. It's really nice. It's 6:10 in the a.m. Good morning.
Oh, the high today is 95.
What,
you better believe
rain?
It. Yeah, it says it's going to rain again today. Yesterday, it got nasty at one point.
Bring on the monsoons.
No big. It was only round two of Paradise Hills Little League All-Stars 2017.
How'd you guys do?
They had to rain delay it, and I was a little nervous because we were up 6-1, and then it went into rain delay, and the boys got stuck. Because you're not allowed to, during All-Stars, it's very serious. If a kid has to use a restroom, they have to go get an official. The official has to go into the dugout, get them, take them to the bathroom, bring them back. You're not allowed to have any interaction with them whatsoever.
Why?
Because it's all stars.
Oh.
Which is why yesterday was so very, very interesting. I won't say the name of the team we were playing. It rhymes with Cibola.
Ooh.
Dude, this pitcher takes him out. And she was fantastic, by the way. Female pitcher.
Nice.
But every pitch, it was like, what is she looking at? Because she kept looking away. She wasn't looking at the coaches.
Did she do like the really fast under?
It's baseball, not softball. So,
I see girls do that every once in a while.
All of a sudden, one of our very astute moms in the stand said, she's getting signs from her dad. And we look over, and there's a dude up against the fence. And every single pitch, he's calling her pitches.
Oh, man. What'd you guys do?
Oh, dude. It was comical.
You were the ringleader, weren't you?
Oh, of course. Because immediately I'm like, all right, we're going to lock down what pitches she's going to throw then. Because if he's going to try and cheat blatantly in front of everybody, let's grab these signs.
What if he didn't know the rule?
Oh, he knew the rule because all of a sudden he's like touching his nose. And it's like, all right, what did she throw there? All right, that's your... That's
so
your...
you guys were like decoding it.
Yeah. All right, that was a fastball. Or he'd go to his ear or he'd go to his chin every single pitch. She'd step off and she was really good about it. She'd look like she was like just kind of looking around. She'd look at her dad and he'd go to the chin or whatever.
Sly Fox.
So we had to go get officials, like actual league officials, and say, hey, there's a dude in the stands like giving signs.
Is that really what happened? Or did you actually walk out on the field and you're like, all right,
no,
stop the game.
So here's the thing. Like little league, whatever, club ball, whatever. When it comes to all-stars, you are not even allowed to talk to the coaches, the umpires. You will be ejected. Like, what? You literally are not allowed to interact with the field.
I don't understand baseball all that well because I don't get that rule.
These are like, all-stars is where, like, this is right now district. And then if you win district, you go to state. And for the 12-year-olds, if you win state, you go to Waco, Texas and prepare for the Little League World Series.
Yeah, but why is it a big deal if dad is giving
because
signs?
They don't want, because that's cheating.
It doesn't sound like cheating.
Oh, dude. So, because here's the thing. Dad's in the stands and, like, scouting and being whatever. You have to, before All-Stars starts, you have to say, these are my coaching. This is my coaching staff. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it's official. So extra coaching is definitely illegal.
So what's up with the actual coach of that team? He knew what was going on, right?
That's what we were wondering. It was like, what is happening? Like, obviously they know, right? So we finally tell a league official and everybody's just watching. And the league official goes over there and he's like, and he's like talking to him. And the guy's like, and he moves like 6 feet the other direction, doesn't get ejected. And keeps doing it.
Oh, man.
So Luke comes to bat, my son, and the dad is still like, whoop. And so I seriously just start yelling, all right, if this guy's going to give his daughter signs, we're just going to call the pitches.
Did Luke point?
Oh, dude.
Did he point?
Did he
do
a Babe Ruth? But seriously, it was like, went to the nose, it's a changeup. And like, sure enough, it's like in the dirt, ball one. And then it was like, oh, fastball, Luke. Fastball coming your way.
Was
and
the dad sure sitting enough, over there going, oh, dude. Oh, he's just getting frustrated. He's like,
sure
oh,
enough,
gosh.
Dude. Calls the fastball, and the fastball comes in, and Luke just goes, crushed
it. Oh. Fireworks exploded.
Dude, it was amazing.
He blew the night lights out.
But the league officials warned him twice. Twice. And then the third time, a league official just came and stood by him. I was like, why aren't you just kicking this dude out?
Yeah.
He is blatantly doing illegal things.
Sir, you're going to have to go sit in your car.
Oh, man, it was incredible. So, I don't know.
You see the dad in his car, like, he's, like, giving Morse code with, the, like, the headlights.
Dude, seriously. I've never seen anything like
That's
it.
That's nuts.
Like, it was really gutsy of him. It was really, really gutsy
Were
of him.
Were you guys booing and stuff?
Oh, no. We just, every single pitch, we just kept going, nose! It's a changeup!
Wow.
Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
I went to the chin. Like, we just started calling him out because nobody was saying anything.
Why wouldn't the coach give those call it like the
I have no idea. That the was signs. The big question. It was like, what? I don't understand. Because it's like, it's illegal, but it's, I mean, it's just a dad giving her the pitches.
She was a pretty good pitcher.
She was a fantastic pitcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, dare I say, the two best players on that team were female.
Well,
they crushed it. One of them, she was the right fielder, and it was like ESPN, like nothing was going by her. She was like diving out. She had some incredible catches. And then when she stepped up to bat, she ropes one to our second baseman, and she hit it so hard, his glove, like he scooped it to get, and boom, popped his glove off.
Wow.
That's how hard she hit the ball.
Whew.
It was amazing. So I was like, yes, you ladies are phenomenal. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
So what's the deal with, cause with NBA, you have WNBA.
Uh huh.
With Major League Baseball, do you have, like, is there a women's?
Nope.
There's
no,
just
they
softball,
play with the
right?
They're... Yeah, there's softball. If they want to play softball, they can play softball.
So
they
could
play
be
baseball.
A woman in the major leagues?
There could. I mean,
there's never
okay,
been,
there's
right?
never been, and I don't know how that would work, but technically speaking, yes, there could be. A couple years ago in the Little League World Series, there was a girl lighting it up, I believe in Philadelphia, and she was a phenomenal pitcher.
Really?
Yeah. And so it was like, that girl's going to be a major leaguer. Like, she's going to break that barrier. Because she could play, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So it's possible.
That's possible.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to see one of these days.
Yeah, dude.
A Ronda Rousey type.
Dude, they were both phenomenal. Athlete. Seriously, they were the best, I thought the best players on the team. They didn't even get, they got on base like every single time until the end of the game when they put in the closer. His name's Luke Jeter. And then it was like, hey man, you go hug her. You just struck her out. That's not cool. You just struck out a girl. But really, great. Like, it was funny because I think people were underestimating because it was like, oh, it's a girl. And then they were just like roping.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, so good.
That's beautiful.
It was so good. Never underestimate, man. So it was a good game. We ended up winning 10-1. And we are on to the semifinals on Thursday.
Cheaters never win.
That's actually very true. They scored one whole run. So
they were doing whatever
it was. It was weird, dude, because it was like, what are you doing? Like, what is the purpose behind this?
Yeah.
Like, you're clearly cheating. All you're doing is teaching your daughter that that's acceptable.
There's villains everywhere, man. There's villains everywhere.
I mean, I don't know.
That dad's a straight up villain.
Maybe. He's a dad. Dude, some parents get cray cray.
Yeah. Villains.
Cray cray. So, yeah.
Do villains really think they're evil? No.
Okay. They're just misunderstood.
Exactly.
He's like, nobody knows my daughter like I do. I got to call the pitches. When Luke came out, because Luke pitched the fifth and sixth inning, when he came out, it was like, I should just go stand right next to that dad and start grabbing my ear and like doing weird sign stuff.
You so you know, can like, do all that stuff during regular season? That's fine?
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Let the coaches do their job. You know what I mean? I can't stand coaching from the stands. If a dad's just like, get your feet in there, hang back. Like I used to do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, what am I doing? Like, we are paying, not in Little League, but in club, you are paying those coaches to teach your kid. Like, my son has a hitting instructor that he goes to. And, you know,
every team has a dad that's like that. Even in Atlanta's basketball team. I mean, all the parents are great. They're great people. And nobody's like overboard or they don't push it too far. But there's every once in a while, there's that kid on the team that's constantly looking over at dad or mom to
and
get
I don't
approval.
Want that. Yeah.
And that, I just feel bad.
Jack was that way. And that's when I was like, I got to squash this because he needs to listen to and respect his coaches because that's
don't look
their
at me.
Role. Yeah. Don't even look. So I would leave games or I would go walk into the outfield and watch from there
because
I wouldn't want to disrupt that because it's like, you got to focus. Luke doesn't care. Luke's locked in. Like, he won't even, you know, because there's rules. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to interact. You're not supposed to whatever, but you can cheer for your kiddo. And so Luke, came in the fifth and sixth inning and he got through the fifth inning with no runs and he was running back and, you know, the team was running and I said, good job, Jeter.
Yeah.
And he's walking from the pitcher's mound and he just puts a thumbs up and keeps walking. Like, he didn't even look at me. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
Cause it was just like, nope, can't have
right
any
there.
Interaction.
That is the real deal.
Solid. And then he in the sixth inning, he came back in and three up, three down, and it was amazing. We ended up winning the game 10-1. So if anybody wants to come cheer for Paradise Hills Little League All-Stars.
And I'm telling you.
Oh, we're playing Petroglyph on Thursday night at 5:30 at Alameda.
Now's the time to get Luke Jeter's autograph because he's going to make it. He's going to make it.
He's a good kid.
I saw what you did. You set that that little practice batting cage up in the garage.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
We did. We you know, he wanted to hit more. And so it was like, all right, he wanted to build up arm strength. So we put in a few things out there in the garage.
That kid's going to go far.
We built a little cage. Brody's already out there with the tee.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, dude. David says, I wonder if the coaches were aware the dad was calling pitches. I don't think so. It was crazy, man. I've never seen anything like it.
You'd think that they.
See all the drama. All the drama, 11U Little League. If y'all want to come, Doug, producer Doug came and watched the game.
Oh, yeah, I saw the picture.
Good friends.
That's
friends
cool,
came
man.
To the game.
It's awesome.
Real friends came to the game.
It's too far, man.
It was amazing. I'm telling you, man, you guys want to see some fun drama? Little League.
Yeah.
Little League parents and stands. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I get it, man. Good morning, Starmie. We have a live line. You can text the show. It's 505-585-LIVE. We love when you text us.
Mm-hmm.
We also love when you call us, 338-3700, if you'd like to ring us up.
Shout out to Augustine, who just tuned in, apparently, because his boy Derek said, just got my buddy to tune in live. Yes!
Oh, that's cool.
Welcome.
Welcome
yo.
To the show, guys. If you have a Facebook page, you can go to Star88FM and like the page, and you can watch and listen to the show right there.
See, Elizabeth said, yep, Steve-O, All-Stars, that's serious business, man. It really is crazy. Idea. Like, you have to sign all this stuff, and yeah, you can't have any interaction. You're not allowed to do anything. You talk to those umpires, ejected. Get out of here!
Get out of here!
So I've had a few years now of All-Stars, so I've learned my lesson.
That time they duct taped your face shut?
Dude, now I'm the dad that explains the rules to everybody else. I'm like, hey, just in case you didn't know the rules. If your kiddo, don't even talk to him. It's so weird. Like, it's so serious that yesterday that girl, a couple times she put her hand to her mouth and then went for the ball. And it was like, ah, illegal pitch. Ball to the batter.
No kidding.
Yeah, dude. It's like.
I had no idea.
Because there's some cheaters out there.
Can't put that sticky stuff on your fingers?
Nope.
I had some kids that did that in football. Wide receivers that put a little sticky.
Oh, like stick them?
Yeah, they get the gloves. They put the little sticky stuff on there.
Mm-mm.
Cheater.
Didn't prosper him. I'm just telling you.
Oh, what do we got on the show today? We got a letter this morning titled, Don't Touch the Smoker.
Ooh.
Yeah. Apparently, somebody was listening to your smoker adventures.
Oh, man.
And decided, while the husband's away, the wifey will play with the smoker.
Okay.
Things didn't go very well. She needs some advice. Help her out. We got to remember to do this because her husband gets home tomorrow, either today or tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow.
Okay.
And she needs our help. She broke the smoker.
Mm.
Yeah. Well,
that makes me sad that you're laughing like that's a good thing.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's your fault.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not my, how's it my fault?
Well,
although yesterday I will say I was kicking it at Sagebrush because our friends and family, Force 5, were there last night.
Mm-hmm.
I got to talk to Todd yesterday.
Yeah, that Todd Cook, awesome. Pastor Todd Cook.
Todd, you come on our show, Todd.
He's not going to come on.
He said he'd call. He said it's during his workout time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going
to
get
he
you.
He works out from 6 to 10.
That's what I said.
He
I
probably
said,
does.
You do
he's
not
ripped.
Work out for 4 hours, but he's very ripped. Yeah. He's way more ripped than he was like when he was my youth pastor.
Yeah.
We had some really, really good conversations yesterday, man. I'm telling you, it is like my mission in life to get my old youth pastor on our morning show.
Yeah, because if you didn't
gonna
know,
happen.
Pastor Todd Cook actually kicked Steve-O out of church when he was in high school.
Hey, but that's not what it's about.
Well, that's...
Dude, we spent many, many good years together before it went awry.
Yeah?
I love that, dude. Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really, really good to see
him yesterday. Well, we have to have him on the show because both of you have completely different stories.
I was in tears yesterday. It was so good, man. Yeah, we got to kick it for a bit and just talk because it'd been a while, you know? And so, but I know he's listening.
Isn't that crazy, though, how that happens to us all the time in certain situations where something you feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, bad happened to you, whether you got kicked out of somewhere or that somebody wronged you in a way.
Yeah.
But then the other person has a completely different story.
Yeah. Well, and that was like 22 years ago.
Right. But even if it wasn't that long ago, I think a lot of times we think the worst. Our brain is so evil at times. It can turn things around and we can come up with ridiculous things that aren't true. When in fact the other person might not even know what's going on,
right.
Or it just could be completely different.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about that. We have to have him on the show.
Whew.
Yeah. Peter Parker apparently was in one of the Iron Mans.
I don't want to talk about Peter Parker.
We'll talk about that coming up in headlines here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A UFC fighter went to the bathroom during a fight. Did you see this? How awful is this?
Yeah.
Oof.
That fighter choked the poo out of her.
Okay. Next.
David on Facebook Live says, wait. So if you can't coach, how can you call the pitches from the stands? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Mm. You can't. Supposed to. It was very blatant and illegal, and it was crazy. And I don't get how he wasn't ejected.
You're out of here.
But like league officials were just standing next to him, like making sure he didn't after that because he kept doing it.
Man. Crazy.
We're just tattletales. Ah! Can't do that!
What?
Illegal!
Oh. I was like, who are you pointing at?
Sorry, that's theater of the mind. I was taking everybody back to yesterday.
We got to take
a break.
Going to
my nose, going to my ears.
585 Live, you want to text in. We got headlines. We'll check traffic when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The nation's top court is allowing part of the executive order that imposes a 90-day ban on people from Iran, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya from entering the U.S., but only if those visitors cannot prove they have a relationship with a person or entity in the U.S.
The ATF is working with Chicago to fight gun violence, lending the city a high-tech mobile crime lab that can provide on-site analysis of weapons or casings at crime scenes.
In Daytona Beach, Florida, 20-year-old Jonathan Race is accused of stealing a 36-foot boat. He wasn't at the controls, but neither was anyone else when the boat at full throttle ran aground on a beach, scattering people. Nobody was hurt.
Southwest Utah, a wildfire is now covering close to 44,000 acres.
Takata has agreed to a price tag of just more than $1.5 billion for much of its assets around the world. Analysts say they'll need every penny and likely more to cover as much as $10 billion for recalling their faulty airbag inflators.
You're an airbag inflator. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's 6:34.
High today of 95 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads right now, there's an accident reported. This is weird, man. It's not necessarily an accident, it's a closure. Rio Grande Boulevard North, right at Central. This is westbound Central. It's restricted to one lane and closed in the entire area because of a sewer collapse.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know. Westbound Central restricted to one lane. They ask you to seek 12th Street exit instead. Rio Grande Boulevard North at 12th, or at Central, I apologize, is closed due to a sewer collapse. Ugh. No other accidents this early in the AM. Things are looking pretty good. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Can't believe it's already here. We're just a few days away from Freedom Celebration!
That's right.
Friday and Saturday, Isotope Stadium.
I'm excited.
Zach Williams and the Newsboys going to be playing on Friday night. Of course, the Invasion will be there. Kicking things off a couple hours before the show starts. We have a message from Pastor Skip Heitzig. Steve-O, tell them about Saturday.
Saturday is going to be exciting. First of all, fireworks. Stoked on the fireworks.
Talk to me.
And then our boy Stephen Christian.
Who's that?
He used to front this band called Amberlin. So he was like, hey, Joey. Joey's a guitar player from Amberlin. You want to come sing some songs and play some songs as well? So Joey and Steven, they're going to be rocking songs from his new Wildfires album, as well as some solid Amberlin tracks.
I always hit the wrong button.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm good, man.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
Also, Colton Dixon that evening as well. So, yeah, we got Steven. We got Colton Dixon. We got fireworks. We got a message from Pastor Skip Heitzig. Of course, we'll be there both days.
Both days.
Rocking the two-hour pre-show.
Guys, it's free.
In shorts.
It's free.
Yeah, that's the best part. It's completely free, so there's no excuse not to come.
If you want to get a good seat, you want to guarantee yourself a seat,
dude,
you better get there early.
Early.
And last year, it was only one day, but the stadium completely sold out. I mean, just filled up.
And that's why we're rocking it 2 days today,
yeah.
because last year, it was only one day, but like before the doors were even open, they were worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was cray cray. And sure enough, like as they're filtering people in, all of a sudden it's like, we got to stop. And there were hundreds of people outside. And so the cool thing was then they ended up renting screens so that the people outside could still see what was happening, but man, don't get left outside.
Don't get left behind.
Okay. I mean, that's not necessarily
nobody
the same
wants
thing.
To be left behind.
Right. But I mean, again, we're talking about a
sponsored by Kirk Cameron.
Nope. Okay. Freedom Celebration.
Oh, okay.
So totally different.
Oh, good morning, everybody. 585 Live, you can text in, or Facebook Live, you can go and be a part of the show with us. We're going to talk about some Amish.
Okay.
A buggy and some cops coming up. You don't want to miss this story.
All right.
And a UFC fighter had an accident at UFC Fight Night. And Nick Lachey, he might be one of the greatest Americans ever. He did something for his wife that I think few men would do.
Mm.
Got into an argument with a friend about Nick Lachey the other day. I know, that's weird.
Really?
It's super weird.
How?
Well, this friend of mine was trying to convince me that Jessica Simpson didn't cheat. It was Nick Lachey. That's okay. Why they divorced.
Wow, and I
was
I like, can't believe.
Nuh-uh. It was Nick Lachey. Nick Lachey is a good man, and Jessica Simpson's the cheater.
Okay.
Speaking of cheaters.
Wow.
That's right. I was a fan. I was a fan of, what, Newlyweds? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You surprised me, sir.
It was a great reality
show.
That was
a real conversation you had with someone the other day.
I know. About 10 minutes in. No, 30 minutes into the argument.
Okay, just kidding.
An hour later, I was like, this is stupid. Let's just stop.
Speaking of stupid, welcome to Albuquerque. This story makes me laugh and cry at the same time. I don't know if you heard about this. A local news crew in Albuquerque was doing a report on a crime wave last week when they found the ultimate piece of evidence. As a crew from Albuquerque's NBC affiliate, that's KOB, they were in downtown getting footage for their crime story. While they were filming, someone stole their van.
Only in Albuquerque. Are you kidding?
The cops tracked it down about half an hour later by using the GPS device inside of it. The thief had abandoned it, but they had damaged it in the process, and now the cops are trying to track them down.
This is the worst place in the world.
Bold move, Albuquerque.
When it comes to stolen vehicles.
Yeah, I will say that because I'm like, it's not the worst place in the world. I actually love Albuquerque.
No, but if you want your car stolen, you come to Albuquerque.
I mean, what are we, ranked third? I think something like that, third in the nation?
Yeah, if we're not number one, I'm going to be surprised.
We're not. I think we're number three. So we're not the worst? We're the third worst?
We're the third worst. That's insane. I feel like they should have like a shield type of force that just goes after these car thieves.
Yeah. Oh man, car theft city ranking. The 10 places with the highest,
I bet we moved up to number one,
rates of car theft in the United States of America.
Talk to me. Where are we sitting? Yep, there's Albuquerque.
U.S.
Right
News
there.
Compiled a list of the top 10 cities. Dang, dude.
Hey, we're number one, aren't we?
We're number one.
Never surrender!
We're number
You're
one.
You're right.
We're number
My
one.
My bad.
We're number
we're
one.
We're number one.
We're number one. We're number one.
No.
No?
No.
Takes the highest spot for car theft.
That's insane, guys.
Yeah. Yep.
We need a league of extraordinary gentlemen to come together and fight these car thieves.
There are almost 680 car thefts per 100,000 people.
How many?
So there's over 6,000 car thefts. 676.9 thefts per 100,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
City of Albuquerque acknowledged its high rate of auto theft on its website, noting New Mexico's shared border with Mexico gives car thieves added incentive because they can take the stolen vehicle across the border and sell them. Albuquerque averages, according to a member of the Starmy, 27 car thefts per day.
What about like Las Cruces? Where are they at? They're closer to the border than we are.
Oh, okay.
I don't buy that theory.
Here are the top 10 from 10 to 1. Seattle, number 10.
Canada, because Canada's right there.
Number 9, San Jose, California.
Oh, man.
Spokane, Washington came in 8. Fresno, 7. So see, there's a lot of California. Come on. Number six, Milwaukee.
Beautiful there, guys.
Mm-hmm. Number five, Stockton, California.
Man.
Number four, Bakersfield, California. Woo. Number three, San Francisco, California.
Man.
Number two, Modesto, California. California
is a pretty big state.
And number one, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you. Albuquerque, New Mexico, ranked mm-hmm. number one.
The city of Albuquerque said that not only the close proximity to the U.S. border with Mexico, criminals may also not only be seeking joyrides or compensation from chop shops, but also the potential to take the car over the border to sell in Mexico. So there's a lot of incentive in Albuquerque for car theft.
Guys, a local news crew here in Albuquerque, they were reporting on a crime and somebody stole their truck. The news truck.
Not funny.
They stole it it's while they were reporting on a crime.
It's terrible.
Ugh. It is terrible.
I mean, our boy Thigpen out in Brooklyn says, I mean, you guys had to be the best at something.
Wow. I mean,
we should own it. We should own it. Sorry, guys.
It's crazy. Just a quick PSA. If someone's trying to steal your car, let them steal your car.
For real.
Please don't try and stop them. Yeah. Too many people have been either killed or shot because they were trying to scare off the thieves. It happens all the time, guys.
Yeah.
Let them take the car. They call 911.
Now, I will say, California owned 8 of the 10 spots, right? So, come on. And according to other places, we're like second. The National Insurance Crime Bureau ranked us second and not first.
That is adorable.
So, it depends on who you talk to. Was that Todd Cook?
That is adorable.
That's Todd.
It's Todd. He was on the show, guys. I did it. He said he was going to call us.
Today?
No, he was just going to call us at some point. Somebody said, woo, woo, Bakersfield, another reason I miss Farmington. That's Brandy out in California.
Thank you, Brandy.
Somebody said the bulk of all those California cities are all in the Central Valley. It's pretty trippy. See, what about El Paso, Galveston, Brownsville? How come those aren't up there?
Yeah,
maybe
right?
Maybe it's because the amount of people here, we're talking like bigger cities.
El Paso's right around the same size.
I know,
right?
But we just have more cars.
I'm okay.
I remember the Starman chimed in and said, moved here May of 2016. Car got stolen the first week I was here.
That is adorable.
Got it back into the summer. All it needed was a new ignition. Man.
Yeah, Teo, when he first moved here, got his car stolen.
Yep.
And when he got it back, there was a plate of half-eaten enchiladas in the trunk.
Yeah.
It's the greatest story.
It was disgusting. For real. Like, the police said that what they do is they'll try and make it look lived in like it's their car. Jeez. So it's like, nah, bro, this is my car. So there was a plate of enchiladas. There were hygiene products. It was, like, just strewn about. There was a bunch of, here's Stop the best it. Part. There was a bunch of, like, saints. Like, they had put in a bunch of, like, Catholic, like, saint things in the car. There were candles. I'm not being funny. That's real. That was real. They had, like, a rosary hanging from the rear view.
Well, like, maybe someone stole it for their
abuelita.
Child.
For their 87-year-old grandmother.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Moving on?
Yeah.
Moving on? Okay, good. Let's go to something sad but happy, but sad but happy. It should just be happy because I'm about to dock Spider-Man. There's a scene in Iron Man 2 where a little kid in an Iron Man mask tries to stand up to a robot and is saved by the real Iron Man. There's been a long-held fan theory that kid was actually Peter Parker, the future Spider-Man. Well, Tom Holland was interviewed, and guess what? He says, that's no rumor.
That was me, guys.
That comes straight from the boss over at Marvel, Kevin Feige. Quote, I can confirm that as of today. I literally had a conversation with Kevin only 20 minutes ago. Maybe I've just done a big old spoiler, but it's out there now. Wow. It's cool. I like the idea that Peter Parker has been in the universe since the beginning. So now, if you go back to Iron Man 2 and see that little boy who's like trying to stop a robot,
yeah,
and he gets saved by Iron Man, that is Peter Parker's character.
That's pretty cool.
That's really, really cool. You know what's not cool? What's not cool is when your friends in Brooklyn hit you up 3 hours before the surprise sneak of Spider-Man in their building that they said you were going to go to with them, and all you get are stupid pictures.
What do you
and
mean?
Videos.
I think that's beautiful that they actually let you in on their experience.
Claire hits me up, guys, my friend out in Brooklyn, and says, I wasn't sure whether to send this to you or not. And she sent me a video, actually, of a kid who had a Spider-Man mask on, and he takes it off, and turns out it was Tom Holland.
Oh.
Tom Holland was at her work party yesterday to introduce a screening of Spider-Man Homecoming for them.
They have such a lavish lifestyle.
I wish I worked for People Magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Biggs. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. Henceforth, I will only call her that person.
Oh. He's bitter, guys.
When I say, I know people, that's who I mean. I'll still talk to Thigpen, though.
Claire, you working on that podcast for us? You know, People needs a podcast.
Guys, literally everyone who has seen this movie is losing their minds. It is like the reviews are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see this movie. Oh, I cannot
I'm excited.
Wait to see
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. He can talk to fish underwater.
Nope.
When he turns green, he grows in size.
Not true.
His clothes rip off from kryptonite.
These
Look out.
Nope. These are all lies.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
These are all false. These are all false.
He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four.
What?
His utility belt is really cool.
Oh, no.
His airplane is invisible.
That
Spinach makes
Woman.
Him super strong. Shazam.
These are all wrong. Okay.
There goes the Spider-Man.
I'm going to nerd rage. I am about to nerd rage. That was all lies. That was all
he
lies.
That.
Speaking of lies, Claire says thank you, Dex.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a good friend, Claire.
Okay.
You're a good friend. Just letting Steve-O in on all of your luxuriousness, your lavishness.
Nope. Don't want it.
You live the lobster butter lifestyle.
No. She is no lobster buddy of mine.
She's your lobster buddy.
Nope. No. Shout out to Brandon, the true Thigpen. Thigpen.
Thigpen!
Moving on. UFC legend Matt Hughes improving more than a week after his crash. The family of Matt Hughes had some good news to report Sunday night. The UFC legend, who has been in the hospital for more than a week after a truck train crash, has shown improvement, family said in a statement. No specifics were given. He is improving and continues to show us his heart and determination each day, they said. He has a long road ahead of him, and your continued thoughts and prayers will help him through the journey. He's been in stable condition at HSHS St. John's Hospital in Springfield for about a week. No broken bones or internal injuries, but has only been minimally responsive per previous family statements.
He's a fighter, guys. He's a fighter. Keep your prayers going to Matt Hughes and his family.
Such a tragic
thing that happened.
No clue. We still don't know exactly how he collided with a train, but gosh.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So weird.
Unreal. Guys, got to be mindful of your surroundings at all times.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on.
338-3700, if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Morning. I was wondering how I could buy tickets for the Amberlin concert this weekend.
it's an Amberlin concert,
yeah.
Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's all I've been hearing.
It's free.
And it's not. It's Stephen Christian and Joey.
Of Amberlin.
Playing some of the Amberlin hits.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Hey,
no, come on.
I get tickets.
It's free.
How much do they cost?
Just show up. It's free.
Absolutely.
It's free. It's
free. Actually, find me. It's $50.
And if you're a fan, Berlin, you better go, because, I mean, that's probably the closest you'll ever get to seeing Amberlin live again. So,
are we going to get to see the great and mighty Bill and his beautiful family this weekend?
Well, Kay's got to work during the day, but after she gets off work at 5:30, we'll be coming over.
Wow, you sound really tired. You sound so pumped.
I'm really tired today.
You're so stoked right now.
Stoked. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and then there's this other band. What's their name? They're coming later in the month. They sound. It's like a potato chip.
Oh, Waverly.
Yes.
Mm. Dude, their new music is awesome. Those tickets are $10, and guess what? They're on sale.
They're on sale.
We're announcing it tomorrow, but it makes me crazy that they put them on sale over the weekend, and we're not announcing it till tomorrow. So, Bill, tickets are on sale. They're $10.
Hey, they're on sale. What's the sale?
$10. $10 at Parchments. Go get them.
Okay, I love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love that man.
Yeah, Teo, I believe, is going to be on tomorrow, or possibly Coonmatic, the Rap Addict. We're not sure. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Guys, go check out. They just released two new singles, and they're so good.
I got to talk to Teddy about it yesterday, because Teddy's, you know, he drums in Family Force 5 now, and, you know, former drummer in Waverly, and so we were talking about the tracks yesterday, and he's so excited.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff happening with Waverly
now. Is he the drummer on the songs?
He helped write, and it's funny because so Jamie, well, it's like, well, there was this drummer, but then so Jamie was the drummer for a big duration of it, and then Teddy took over when Jamie went to the Czech Republic to do mission work, and so then Teddy was the drummer for the rest of the time. And so then, you know, when the band dismantled, Teddy joined Family Force 5, and he's doing incredible things. And so, yeah. I mean, but they all live out in, you know, the Nashville area, and they're all writing together, and yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Check it out, guys.
Really, really, really stoked for what's happening with Waverly right now. So if you are a Waverly fan, man, big things. Love both of the new tracks, and I cannot wait to see them live.
He's so excited, guys. He spit all over my arm.
I'm so excited, guys.
Okay.
Every time you say that, I just get like spit.
Do you wear braces?
No. I've never had braces, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah. I loved my parents, apparently, and just didn't want them to spend a lot of money. Moving on to other sports. Is it any surprise that Russell Westbrook won the NBA MVP? Homie averaged a triple-double.
Yeah.
And broke the record for most triple-doubles in a single season. Congratulations. Here's your MVP, Russell Westbrook.
I remember growing up just being home, you know, playing the video games and stuff with my pops and mom sitting there and my brother and just talking about maybe one day I could be the MVP. Obviously, I was joking at the time. But now to be standing here with this trophy next to me is a true blessing, man.
Oh, that's cool. Russell, I'm a fan. I think he deserved it.
Imagine, if you will, a world where Kevin Durant doesn't sell out and go to Golden State and remains with the Oklahoma City Thunder. What might have been with this season?
He had already been there and done that. It would have been the same thing.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's why he left, man.
It is quite frustrating to me to see this day and age in NBA sports, man, because there are so many rumors circulating right now. I'm going to just talk about this now. This is crazy. There are secret rumors. There are secret rumors that the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, in order to combat the super group known as the Golden State Warriors, are going to try and bring their own super group together. LeBron James, according to rumors, is trying to bring Carmelo Anthony and Paul George to the Cleveland Cavaliers for the next, quote, super team. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I don't like what, like, something needs to happen where it's like, no!
Well, there's a part of me that likes
Stop
it.
Stop buying trophies.
Because I like watching a couple huge super teams going at it.
Yeah.
But then I don't really want to see the Cavs and the Warriors again.
Yeah.
That's what it would turn out to be.
Now, ESPN is reporting that the Cavs tried to do a three-way deal that would send Paul George to Cleveland. Kevin Love would have gone to the Nuggets, with the Nuggets giving the Pacers draft picks. That did not happen, but it does not mean the Cavs have stopped trying to acquire Paul George.
Hmm.
They also claim that Carmelo Anthony and D-Wade are interested in going to the Cavs if they can manage to buy themselves out of their current contracts.
And the Bulls, they would be
toast.
They would be hurting.
Well, yeah, they just gave up Butler.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Big show this morning. 585 Live if you want to text in. We're on Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion.
This is Ben.
Hello.
An ER surgeon and an American hero. Because every year on the 4th of July, he shows up to the hospital to reattach fingers.
You weren't planning on being a pianist, were you? Sorry.
Treat scorched hairlines.
You know, hats are big now.
So this weekend, salute the real heroes.
I also treat cirrhosis.
Who have to work on holidays.
Believe me, I'm going to bill you.
Happy 4th of July. Be safe out there. Or come see Ben.
I'll be here. Just have me paged.
Ben, we got another one.
Guys, gotta be. Gotta, please be safe. Be safe.
Incredible. Incredible.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yo.
We are seven days away until the 4th of July. Of course, 171 days until Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Oh, man.
And 10 days away from Spider-Man Homecoming. 7:13.
The high today is 95 degrees, my friend. Taking a look at the roads right now. There was a sewer collapse. Rio Grande Boulevard North at Central. Westbound Central is restricted to one lane.
Have you ever said that before? A sewer collapse?
A sewer collapse, no.
Never heard that.
I have not either. So stay away from Central. Rio Grande Boulevard North at Central, sewer collapse.
I bet you car thieves are like, they're digging underground tunnels so they can steal the vehicles, and that's why it collapsed.
Yeah, that's all I've got for you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Yeah. Speaking of 95 degrees, so yesterday we get an email from Human Resources.
Is that what HR stands for?
Yeah,
HR. Oh, man, I had no idea.
And they came up with some new guidelines. They changed the policy.
The straight game, dog.
Apparently, if it's 95 degrees and above for the weather forecast, we can wear shorts.
Yep.
Guys, we can wear shorts, and I completely forgot.
Someone didn't forget.
Check it out.
I'm wearing shorts
good
today.
For you, man.
I'm excited.
Good for you.
I got my... Dude, look
good
at this.
Good for you.
I even posted a photo on Instagram and tagged you to remind you. Yeah. Tagged you and HR. And a girl, Michaela, from HR.
Seriously, if I had some scissors, I'd probably make my jeans into shorts right now.
Stephanie says, yay, you liberated your legs. Jay Marie says, shorts! You go, guys! Negotiation successful. I hope people don't abuse this policy. I hope they don't.
Yeah.
This is a solid privilege. Listen, Calvaryers. This is a privilege, coworkers. It's not a right, okay? It is a privilege.
That's right.
You respect this privilege.
Yay!
You respect it. Uh-oh. Michaela's listening. She said we better watch what we say. Oh. Yep. I would like to point out that this would not be possible
without me. Go ahead.
No. Oh. Without a pioneer, a brave man who sacrificed himself.
Well, I did.
To get us to this point. His name?
Is Dex Toth.
Was Teo.
What? Teo? But he...
Teo was a lifelong
obviously
short legger.
Couldn't... He would not... He's not responsible. No.
He said... From the grave. That he... hopes that they can make a change in America so that those who suffer the indignity of swampy boxers
preach
will no longer have to with shorts.
Wow. He said that.
I told him that they have changed the rules here. They have allowed us to sport the short. And his words were thus. I feel as if it was but a lone ancient voice crying out in the Sopo courtyard for Shorts rights, and now the hope I was looking towards has been made manifest.
That's beautiful. That's a symbol of American strength.
Yeah. Shout out to Teo and those who gave of themselves so that I could wear shorts and look dope.
Mm. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Matt. He said if anyone abuses it, it would be you two.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thanks. Well. Thanks, man. Yeah. Thank you. Katrina says, yay, HR! Yeah, shout out.
I think anyone's going
to
abuse it.
They are reasonable to us peasants.
This guy right here is going
to. What are you talking about? Before I even rocked shorts, I went to HR yesterday and I said, okay, but these are my shorts. Are these good?
Those
and
they are not up to code.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. They're too short, man.
You can see my knee.
I can't. No.
But that's it. And she approved. HR approved.
There's too much skin. I'm offended.
Hey, man. Don't be bummed just because you forgot and you're still wearing pants like a dumb. I call them pants, except remember the sermon said pants? You mean leg prisons? Yes.
Good call.
Yes, I do.
Leg prisons. I actually have my shorts in my bag. I think during the break I might go change. I'll go change. I'm not scared.
Okay.
Yeah, cool, Teo. Thanks, man.
Remember, the Star Army has a question for us, and it's actually a good one. Why are shorts called shorts, but pants aren't called longs?
That's a great, solid question.
I've literally never thought of that. Ever.
Right?
Yeah. Another member of the Star Army would like to know if that was the Avengers theme song. Close. Captain America, the First Avenger.
Civil War.
Katrina says I need to go buy some at the Goodwill. That's not a bad idea.
Longs?
I literally only own one pair of shorts. No shorts.
Oh.
These are them. I'm going to wear them every day.
I'm going to start calling pants longs. I'm just going to change it. Guys, Sporting we need to change it.
Today.
Let's change it.
Because they call them long johns.
That's true. Why aren't they called longs?
I don't know. Shorts and longs.
I'm going to Google it, guys. I'm Googling this right now. See what it says.
Leg prison. Now Matt has a dare for us on Facebook Live to shave our legs.
Yeah. I already do that.
What?
Just kidding. Okay, so people have Googled this. If shorts are called shorts, why aren't pants called longs? It was on Reddit. It was a discussion on Reddit.
Did you see that about India?
No. What?
In India, they do call them that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they call them half pants and long pants.
Oh, what's right there?
So it's like put on your half pants or your short pants and the long pants.
In the UK, they're called short trousers and long trousers.
My mind is blown right now. Huh. Maybe it's because in America, we just shortened everything. We got lazy and we're like, instead of calling them short pants and long pants, we just called them shorts. These are the shorts, yo. But then we would call them the longs. We need to start calling them longs.
Yeah, or just come up with another name for them.
They did. They're called pants.
No, I mean, like, shorts should be, that's what I meant to say. Shorts should be called something else.
So here's the deal. Michael says, listen, yo, shorts are short pants, but pants are not long shorts. The standard is pants. Long johns are the longer version of regular johns.
Hmm.
Therefore, regular johns are the standard. So you can't call them longs because they're not longs. They're the correct size.
Okay.
They're shorts because they're short or pants.
Gotcha. Why are they called a pair of pants and we refer to each leg as pant leg? We don't say, let me just put my pant legs on or my leg is caught in a pant. These are great questions.
I mean, I've never thought about these things. A pair of pants. You're right. Because there's only one.
As Americans, we're weird.
One pant. Why are they called a pair?
I don't know, man.
Because you have a pair of socks, but that's two.
History of pants. Here we go. In Rome and Greece, women and men wore tunics. In the 4th century, women in the Western world wore pants, which they adapted from the Persians. At that time, pants were considered unmanly. By the Middle Ages in Europe, women were wearing dresses and men were wearing breeches.
Well, speaking of breeches, because those are kind of like capris,
is
right?
That why you say breeches? 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 It's huh? really breeches, but people say breeches? Pull up your breeches. Is that what they mean?
I mean, I don't know.
That's got to be what they mean, right?
Now, here's a question. Remember the Stormy has for us. So then, if we're talking about shorts and longs, would that mean capris are mediums?
Huh. Huh.
Hmm. Or would capris be the standard, and pants would then be the longs, because they are longer than capris?
You know who invented the pants? Jacob Davis.
I thought it was Levi. Levi Strauss. Isn't that a dude's name?
No. Okay. Apparently, Jacob made tents and wagon covers. And also, Levi's pants.
People are losing their minds with good questions.
These are all great questions.
Someone is freaking out because they just realized they've never worn a pant. They wear pants, plural.
Yeah.
Why
do
we
crazy.
Drive in parkways and park in driveways? Another member of the Starmy begs to know. Why isn't it a pair of sleeves? If we have a pair of pants and shirts are sleeves, why not a pair of sleeves?
Great question. 585 Live, you want to text in or go to Facebook Live, Star 88FM.
Starmy member said your discussion about pant is revelational.
I don't think anybody's ever really had this conversation before.
Someone else said, my brisket will be ready before we figure this out.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what? You guys make fun all you want. Make fun all you want. My brisket was awesome, and it's going to be awesome for your birthday. Someone said, I read somewhere once, that listening to Mozart makes you smarter. I wonder what listening to the why are pants called pants and not longs discussion does.
We expand your brain. That's what this show is all about. If you want to be smarter, healthier, better looking, you listen to The Invasion.
That's right. These are the questions of life, as one member of the Starmy put it.
These are all great questions, guys.
Someone said, I think you're mistaken. Levi Strauss invented manliness.
Like, why do we call it a shirt?
What do you mean?
Like, why is it called a shirt?
Instead of what?
A blouse.
No.
I have no idea. I don't know. A cover.
Oh, I like with the pantaloons. Michael says we should just call them pantaloons.
I'm wearing a cover right now. That's the name for the shirt. It should just be a cover.
Well, isn't that why they're called coveralls?
Mind blown.
Remember the Starmy said they're called pants because they make your legs pant because they are so hot. Short leg freedom liberation. That is the tune of the day.
Guys, we just wasted 15 minutes on this stupid conversation, and I'm kind of mad at myself right now.
I'm mad at you for thinking this is a stupid conversation.
Who even brought this up? You did.
I mean, we're talking about leg freedom. A member of the Starmy says that they were thinking about bringing this up to their HR.
Do it.
Because we can now wear shorts.
We single-handedly.
They also said it might be a bad idea considering they are a welder. However, guys, when approaching any figure of authority, do it with respect. You bow low before them and present your case as if to the queen. And even then, it's a gamble, especially when dealing with HR.
Yeah. I don't know. I think going to your HR and explaining what we did, you know, like, hey, I listened to this morning show.
Oh, and you think about it,
they
it's
got their company
I mean,
to change the
dresses
policy.
Are acceptable, skirts are acceptable,
kilts.
Yeah, dudes need to wear shorts, dog.
Beautiful blouse.
Yeah.
Overalls. Are overalls okay?
Overalls?
Did I wear overalls?
Define okay. Do you mean like fashionably or acceptable in the workplace?
Like some sweet Carhartt overalls.
I'm disgusted by you right now.
Okay.
Why do feet smell but a nose runs? That's a good one.
I should go to break, but I just can't.
This is definitely...
Thank you, Starmy. These are some great, compelling questions.
One to put
questions.
Into the record books as one of the worst breaks no I've
way.
Ever done on radio.
Another member of the Starmy just said, are you kidding me? I love how this spawned off of a dress code. This entire conversation came from the dress code.
Why do we call them pants when we call them shorts? We should call them longs.
But as we've discovered, pants are the correct length. Therefore, you wouldn't call them longs because they are not too long.
Mm.
They are average.
Yes.
So we will call them the averages. Shorts and averages, man.
I get it, man. I get it. All right, we got to take a break. We have to, guys. We got to reset.
Perfect. God bless you.
The topic is, what have you always wondered? That's the topic. 5855. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The nation's top court is allowing part of the executive order that imposes a 90-day ban on people from Iran, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya from entering the U.S., but only if those visitors cannot prove they have a relationship with a person or entity in the U.S.
The ATF is working with Chicago to fight gun violence, lending the city a high-tech mobile crime lab that can provide on-site analysis of weapons or casings at crime scenes.
In Daytona Beach, Florida, 20-year-old Jonathan Race is accused of stealing a 36-foot boat. He wasn't at the controls, but neither was anyone else when the boat at full throttle ran aground on a beach, scattering people. Nobody was hurt.
Southwest Utah, a wildfire is now covering close to 44,000 acres.
Takata has agreed to a price tag of just more than $1.5 billion for much of its assets around the world. Analysts say they'll need every penny and likely more to cover as much as $10 billion for recalling their faulty airbag inflators.
Good morning.
High today of 96 degrees. It's going up, guys. It's going up. Well, we mentioned this earlier. Oddly, there was a sewer collapse. Rio Grande Boulevard North at Central Avenue. So you definitely want to steer clear of that entire area. In fact, westbound Central, it's restricted to one lane, but for some reason that side of the road is open. If you want to chance it. I mean, come on. Sometimes you got to take a risk, but not with sewer collapses, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Not with sewer collapses. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Some great questions coming on the live line. Why do we call it a dress code and not a wear code? I'm a guy and don't wear a dress.
Oh, snap!
Great question.
Man, you did this. You opened this up for questions.
Oh, what have you always wondered? What's that question that boggles your mind?
Somebody doesn't have a question, they have a challenge. And that challenge is to bring back a style that has been long forgotten. That style is overalls with one strap down.
LL Cool J style.
Dude.
We're talking Slater.
I never did that.
Slater from Saved by the Bell, he did that.
Mm.
Was that an 80s or a 90s thing? New Kids on the Block.
I feel like late 80s, early 90s, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I feel like you did that.
Mm.
You totally did it. We were, this spawned into what we're talking about now because, well, HR decided that they would approve shorts here on campus during business hours.
As long as they've got rules, man.
Got rules, 95 degrees and above.
Yeah, and there's 95. Still rules, ladies. Don't you ruin this for us, ladies.
What are the rules for the ladies?
Bermuda shorts, yo. Bermuda shorts.
Oh, you can't wear Bermuda shorts?
No, you have to wear Bermuda shorts. Oh. Is that what they're called?
You call Bermuda shorts?
Yeah, whatever they're called, right?
What?
I don't know. Come on, man. Shorts must be at least knee length. And for ladies, this would be the Bermuda style.
Huh.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm at Macy's right now. Let's see here. Okay.
Oh, okay.
They're like what you're wearing. Yours are very Bermuda style.
Wow. I want to punch you in the face.
In fact, those are the exact same ones that this is in the women's section. Okay, what? Well, just, did you buy those?
And just
I was actually with him when he bought them.
Okay, he was in the dressing room.
Man, if you think about all these weird fashion trends that have been coming out lately.
Yeah.
We had the men's romper or the rompim.
Dude, and a member of the Starmy yesterday posted a, what was it, lace
yeah.
romper for dudes?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Have you seen, there's actually, they call them skin pants.
Oh, gosh.
Have you, no, I'm dead serious.
No, I believe you. Do not Google that.
You won't be able to see anything. It seriously, it hit the like the runway.
I don't believe you guys.
I swear.
Do not Google that at work. Not safe for work.
The future of pants is looking super bright.
This is Science Minute.
In today's modern world, denim is very popular.
I have like 10 pairs of jeans.
Ripped jeans.
Faded.
For school.
Yard work.
Going out. But the popular pants in the future won't be made of denim.
Really?
They'll be made of hair.
Oh, gosh.
Hair?
Human hair.
That sounds disgusting.
They're not disgusting. And you'll wear them.
No, no, I won't.
Yes, you will. Hair. Today we cut it and throw it away. But in the future, scientists will turn this renewable natural resource into hair pants.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll just keep wearing jeans.
Yeah, me
That's
too.
What you think.
What?
Hair pants will be more popular than denim in the future. Because you can wear hair pants or hands. Long or short. Curly or straight. Blue or blonde. Buy hair pants that perfectly match your hair.
I'm bald.
They'll also make sans.
Sans?
Skin pants.
Oh, I think I'm going to throw up.
And that's just the beginning. So say goodbye to denim. There's hair pants in your future.
Great.
This has been Science Minute.
I got hairball. Stuck on the back of my throat.
Sometimes you do some of the stupidest things.
If that's what the future has in store for us, I'm excited.
I hope the rapture happens before skin pants, man. I'm not going to lie. That was.
I'm Googling it. I'm telling you, skin pants. Watch.
Do not Google
I'm serious, Tebow. I'm serious. Okay, no, I'm not. I'm out.
Too late, man. HR's coming down hard now. You just got us fired.
Maybe it wasn't called skin pants.
Member of the Starmy wants to know why it is that you can drink a drink, but you can't food a food.
That's another good one.
Yeah. It's called a drink, and you can drink it. But it's called a burger, and you can't burger. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
Somebody else wants to know why Iceland or why Greenland is ice and why Iceland is green.
I know that. Everybody knows this.
Why?
Well, Iceland is called Iceland because it's actually, they were trying to fool people. They were actually trying to fool people because it's beautiful. It's like green and just one of the greatest places on earth.
I can't tell if
and
you're
they
being
want
comical.
To fool people so they won't come to their country. Google it. Google it.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if that's true, but that's what I've heard. It seems like it would be cold there, though, because it's really close to Antarctica.
Mm.
Right?
Also, why do we call it a hamburger when there's no ham on the burger?
Mind blown. Mind blown. This topic is so great. What have you always wondered? What's that question that melts your brain? 585 Live. You can also call us 338-3700. We're on Facebook Live as well. Types of pants.
Thank you, HR, for this entire terrible
Can we wear parachute pants?
Can we?
What are sleep pants?
Sleep pants were, you know, like sleepy pants. Like when you're going to bed and you're like sporting your like flannel.
I've never
like
called them sleep pants.
PJ pants.
Yeah,
right?
They're PJs.
Yeah, pajama pants.
Yeah, but here's pajama pants and they're sleep pants. What's the difference?
Pajama pants.
Pajama.
You call them pajamas?
You could call them either, right?
I mean, if you're weird.
That's the same as sleep pants.
No, but you call them pajamas.
Pajamas.
You call them pajamas?
Sure. Pajamas. Clam diggers.
Those are like capris.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Bermuda shorts. Those are the same things, right? Clam diggers.
What are chinos?
They're trousers, yo. They're like dude trousers.
Call those chinos?
You can. Are you okay?
I don't know.
You've like discovered this whole new language.
Let's see. Anything else on here? What are sweatpants?
Okay, stop.
Chaps? What are chaps?
Oh, man.
What is this? Oh, wait. Don't want to Google that one.
By the way, the hamburger is called the hamburger because it was invented in Hamburg, Germany.
Huh.
Is that real?
That's real.
Why is it called a hot dog if it's not made out of hot or dog?
You want to say that again?
I was trying to read it, but like so many are coming in at the same time. And I started...
Hot dog.
Well, I was about to say, why is it called a hot dog if it's not made out of God? Because the next one said, I wonder why God. And I'm reading too many at the same time.
Oh, man, that's good.
Somebody says, I actually call them hamburgers because you eat them with your hands.
What? Yeah. Amazing.
Somebody else says they're called jammies, yo. Not pajama pants.
Pajamas.
PJ pants.
They're called pajamas.
I think
they
just call them PJs. PJ pants.
Hmm.
Moving on.
What are we doing this morning?
Well, I thought we had a letter.
Oh, we do have a letter.
I thought we had, like, we have
You're
so
right.
much.
You know what? We have to get to the letter.
Man.
We have to do it right now.
We okay. just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
585 Live. Feel free to jump in on the discussion. Facebook Live or 338-3700.
Mm.
I titled this, Don't Touch the Smoker. My husband was out of town, and he told me not to use the new smoker while he was gone. You see, I've used it before, but I'm not really sure of myself. I really wanted some smoked salmon. So, I used the smoker.
Oh, no, lady.
Well, what I did was I put the wood chips... Well, when I used the smoker, the wood chips weren't moving properly and it made a grinding sound. So I jammed the tongs in it to stop it, and now it won't work. He gets home tomorrow. We got this yesterday. He gets home today. What should I do? Help. Steve-O, you're the smoker professional. And I feel like this is all your fault because of the smoker conversation that we had last week.
She should turn back time and listen to her husband, wife.
Well, that's impossible.
Yeah, it is impossible. Trust me, I'm married. It's impossible.
She wanted to use that smoker.
Yeah, but he specifically asked her not to.
Oh my gosh.
Don't use the smoker.
If there's one thing that I've learned in my marriage, I don't know if I should, never mind. Is it your stuff, her stuff, and her stuff, her stuff?
No, dude, that's stupid.
If she wants to use a smoker, she should be able to use a smoker.
That's why we have this like odd culture of like,
not his
if
problem.
Mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, and all of these things. And whereas like it's partially true because we are called to serve and we should be serving our brides. I do feel like it goes both ways. And if he specifically was like, hey, man, because there are things in the house that I don't use.
Like what?
I am terrible at our espresso machine thing. It's from Italy. It's Chrissy's. I don't even really know how to properly use it. She's like a machine when it comes to that thing. Like, she rocks it. And so from time to time when I'm like feeling coffee, I'm like, hey, can you make me please... a double shot of espresso,
okay.
And she'll like go the grinder and all the crazy things, and then tamp it and do all the things you got to do. And she does that, and I'm like, I don't even want to know. I don't want to learn.
So you're telling me,
expensive.
Chris was out of town, and you really, really wanted a cup of cappuccino.
I would go to the Bucks or somewhere.
Really, you wouldn't attempt it?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No, dude, because I know me, and I would break it, and that thing was stupid expensive.
Well, everybody has to learn their lesson. Maybe she just hasn't learned her lesson yet. This is a good lesson to learn, right?
Man,
when your husband tells you to do something. Oh wait,
no. Felicia says she needed to trust her hubby when he said not to use the smoker, yo. She also needs to be honest and tell him what she did. Oh, right? Gosh.
Isn't that really what this is all about?
Right.
Like, that's
well, here's the thing.
That's the end of the story. That's,
yeah, because there's literally no way. There's no way to hide that. Not that you should hide anything.
Can't you YouTube something? Maybe like you could YouTube the type of smoker, and I'm sure maybe this has happened.
Cheryl Lynn says, buy a newer, better smoker and surprise him. See, huh. I feel like that would just make some mad, especially if you're like you're not rolling in that lavish lifestyle where you can just buy a smoker.
Yeah.
When
box it
it's
back
just
going to
make you broker. See what it did?
My smoker is making a grinding noise. Okay.
But that's because you jammed stuff. Gosh, I'm so...
Man, I don't think there's a YouTube video on this.
There's not, dude.
Whew.
I'm like interested to know how she... Okay.
I'm getting anxiety because there's not a how-to video on how to fix the... grinding noise in a smoker.
Remember the song that said, wow, Steve-O has an espresso machine living the lobster butter life.
Yeah. Do you know when she talks about the grinding noise and how she tried to fix it? Do you know what that's all about? That's some fancy smoker?
Dumb fancy smoker, yes.
Huh.
Mine has like a bowl in the bottom and you literally put the wood chips in there and then you just have to go check them and like make sure that, okay, that's not charcoal yet.
Well, she said the wood chips weren't moving properly. And it started making a grinding sound? So does it rotate at all?
Apparently, they've got like some fancy... Maybe she can go buy a newer, fancier one. Or maybe she can't because that sounded like it was top of the line.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
The chips weren't moving properly?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Let me Google this, guys. I'm on a mission to help this lady out.
Well, I mean, we just
maybe it's an easy fix, though. And here's the thing. If you fix it, you're not allowed to ever touch it again, right?
Well, she's already made it worse once by getting the tongs. Did they actually get jammed in the smoker?
Yeah, she said they
So the I jammed the tongs moving. In to stop it. Oh, okay, and now it won't work. So she jammed them in there. She probably burnt out the motor.
Gosh. So there's a motor in her smoker?
I mean, possibly. I just want to throw up a little. Booty says, call Steve-O. He's a pro at returning products to the store and getting stuff for free. That's actually real.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Depending on where you bought the smoker and how new it is, maybe that's what you could do. I mean, that's a possibility, right?
Possibility, maybe. But, I mean, it was definitely user error.
Yeah, but
Chuck Elmore chimed in. First of all, shout out to our boy Chuck.
Chuck?
I was talking about you the other night at the Corn concert. That rhyme was amazing, and Dex missed it. And thank you, Chuck.
It went right over my head.
Yeah. So, Joe Hawk says that they have some that are time-released wood pellets that drop into the smoker, so you can like actually set. Man, mine's like old school. Huh. It's like a box of metal, and on the bottom there's the water, and there's a bowl you put wood chips in, and then you have to just like, here we go, guys. Every hour I'm checking it, just hustling that smoker lifestyle. I don't know. Jay Marie says maybe she put the chips in the wrong place. All of these are reasons why you should never, ever, 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 ever touch toys of your husband's when he's out of town and says, hey, babe, you can touch any tree in the garden.
No, wow.
But do not eat from the tree of smoker.
Wow.
Okay? This one's off limits. This is why we're in the state we're in, women. Okay?
Because
you don't listen to the dude. And all of a sudden,
us guys
sin life is everywhere.
He's comparing us
you
to God.
You jerks!
Okay.
Wait, sorry. I blocked out for a second. What just happened?
This letter's titled, Don't Touch the Smoker. Husband's out of town. He said, don't touch my smoker. She did. And she wanted to smoke some salmon. Well, something happened where, you know, the wood chips weren't moving properly. So she grabbed the tongs, jammed it in.
I want to throw up, dude. A member of the Starman just chimed in and said they can help. They have an electric digital Bradley smoker.
Okay.
This is probably what this is.
Okay.
Because she jammed the tongs in. Nothing's working. The smoke box that feeds the wood chips broke. Cost to replace that little box? $150, which is more than the cost of my entire smoker that I bought.
Wow.
That's
a beautiful smoker.
That's how gooch that smoker is.
Applewood smoked chicken leg quarters. Ooh. Food smoke from the Master Chef.
Kind of like mine.
It does, huh?
Like super ghetto and cool.
Wow, look at how advanced
these
are.
Wouldn't have any other
digital
way.
Smoker?
See, I don't trust the digital dog.
Why?
Because electronics and it'll break. It's outside.
Good call.
Just get a
look at
box
this one.
Of metal and see, again, look at those. Those are all like digital and electric and stupid.
There's windows where you could peek in. You can look.
Dude, praise be. Remember the Starmy says, there is nothing like a good old charcoal smoker. Yep.
Charcoal smoker. Man, I really want a smoker now.
Okay.
I feel left behind.
Oh, man, I'm so bummed. Somebody says we should just call Lowe's customer service on air and ask them about the noise that the smoker was making. No. Somebody said, man, this girl is dumb. She needs to come clean. That's not very nice.
Wow.
I didn't say it.
That's not okay.
Said it.
We do not approve.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know why it's called grilling on a grill and smoking in a smoker, but not stoving on a stove.
Great question.
That is phenomenal.
Yep.
I don't know. Just straight ovening, yeah. Yo. It's called baking, but it's not a baker. You're right. It's the oven. I'm going to start calling it ovening. Just ovening some muffins, man.
Just ovening, guys. Guys, please. If you find yourself in a situation where you have disobeyed your partner,
that
you
just
went
so
against
childlike.
It does, right?
Weird. Disobeyed them.
Well, I mean, if somebody tells you not to do something, and you
maybe asks is a better word.
Well, the thing is,
hey, honey, please do not use this. I am asking you politely.
I feel like before your husband left, if he says, "Please don't use my smoker," then you could have the conversation right then and there. Like, oh, you can't tell me not to use the smoker.
Mm.
I'm going to use the smoker if I want to use the smoker. That's when you have the conversation. But if you agree, yeah, I won't touch your smoker, but then you do. It's not. Come on, these are basic things we were taught as children. You have to come clean.
A manipulative member of the Starmy just chimed in and said, "Don't say anything when the husband uses it and it doesn't work."
Oh my gosh!
Must be a manufacturer defect.
Yeah.
Take it in, check the warranty.
How many times have we tried that and it almost never works? It's terrible advice.
This is why you go with a ghetto smoker, dog. You can't ruin charcoal. And if you can, you have no business using a smoker.
Here's the thing. And honestly, I think this will work.
Okay.
Because you are coming clean. You're being honest. You just start crying. When he gets home, you just start crying. You just start melting down.
I know I wasn't supposed to use a smoker, and I can't breathe.
And tears are just flowing, and then your husband's like, oh my gosh,
man,
meltdown.
So
what happened? Oh my gosh. And you're like,
I can't breathe. I broke your smoker. Maybe if they have a pet, the way to do it is to be like, honey, I didn't want to do this to you while you're on your trip. Sit down.
Okay.
A couple things happened. First, Rover got into something he shouldn't have.
Okay.
And choked on the phone and he died.
No.
Also, I broke the smoker and he's going to be like so upset that his dog passed away.
He won't even care about the smoker.
And then you're like, babe,
that's
I have good
true.
News. Rover's alive. But the smoker's still broken. And I'll just be
you
so
You just
happy.
Made a huge withdrawal at the First
so
Bank of Lies.
That, you know,
no.
That your dog's still alive. Lady, you blew it!
You blew it!
Gosh!
You blew it! But the crying is a great idea. Guys don't know how to handle it when their wives break down. Like, it's okay.
No,
it's fine.
No,
it's all right.
No, stop. Remember, the Starman says this lady needs to go back to ovening fast. Beautiful. Another member of the Starman says, here's what you do. You get a cold drink ready. You put on a short skirt.
Okay.
Prepare for your husband to come home. The world makes no sense anymore.
Okay.
It's probably best.
Don't touch the smoker.
Oh, gosh. I'm like ill for this.
I can't
dude.
Find any YouTube videos on how to fix that whole thing. Grinding noise? I didn't find anything.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you for the letter. Please keep us updated on how it goes today, please. We'd like to know. But don't lie. 585 Live if you want to text in. We're on Facebook Live as well. Star 88 FM. We'll be right back.
those guys were in town last night. Family Force 5.
True.
Star 88, good morning. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Heck yeah, dude.
Heck yeah.
804.
High today of 96 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads, there's an accident. The shoulder is blocked. I-25 south at San Antonio Drive right there at Ellison. So, of course, I-25 southbound near Paseo, and that entire area is pretty jammed up. Again, it's moved over to the shoulder, but it's slowing everything down. No other accidents to report. However, there is a sewer collapse. Rio Grande Boulevard north right at Central. Westbound Central restricted to one lane, and Rio Grande is completely closed. So, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Freedom celebration Friday and Saturday. It's a free show, and there is some great, great performers this weekend.
We're performing.
We are.
Can't wait to see your juggling act. It's going to be so good.
I can't wait to see you and your romping.
Okay.
Is that allowed?
I don't think that's
Did we get that approved?
I don't know. Let's talk to Michaela or Crystal.
Yeah. Friday, we have Zach Williams and the Newsboys, and of course, a great message from Pastor Skip Heitzig.
Yeah.
We'll be there kicking it off 2 hours before the show. And then Saturday, we got our boy Stephen Christian, formerly of the band Amber Lynn, with Joey.
Yeah, Joey Milligan.
They're going to be playing some new stuff off of Stephen Christian's new album, Wildfires, and some Amber Lynn hits.
Yes.
And of course, Fireworks. And who else is playing that night? Oh,
Colton Dixon.
Colton Dixon. That's right.
I can't wait for the Battle of the Hair to happen during the pre-show. We're going to get Colton out there. We're going to get Steven out there. We're going to measure the hair. And then they have to fight to the death. So it may not be Colton Dixon. It may just be Amberlynn. I mean, Steven and Joey of Amberlynn. Definitely not Amberlynn. Steven and Joey of Amberlynn.
Gotcha. It's this weekend, guys, Friday and Saturday, Isotope Stadium. It's
right.
Free. Get there early so you can get a good spot. But fireworks are on Saturday night. That's when the fireworks show is, if you're wondering.
Speaking of fireworks, my dog Seth is like, yo, why is Steve-O wearing shorts? You missed it. Sweet, sweet victory in the
what
HR department. It is confirmed that shorts are now allowed when temperatures are forecasted over 95 degrees.
That's right, guys.
So thank you this week, because all this week, it's like 95, 97, 98.
Oh, it's only going to get hotter, too.
Yep. So we are sporting the shorting.
Watch summer just totally take a dive, and it's like the coldest summer on record.
Yeah, but I'd be okay with that, because then I wouldn't need to wear shorts.
Still.
I likes my longs, yo.
Yo, dog.
Anyway.
Anyways. Thank you, HR. Thank you. We love you. You heard the cry of the people. Appreciate you. All right, let's jump to some more headlines. Coming up, though, later this hour. Nick Lachey and love?
Okay.
What is happening with that?
Moving on.
Okay.
Speaking of clothing, talking about our rompers, our shorts, our longs, our everything. Amazon rolling out something new, and I don't know how to feel about this.
Talk to me.
Amazon will now let you...
You just spit on my hand. Okay, now you're spitting on me. HR, Facebook Live.
Amazon will now let you try on clothes before you buy them.
Ooh.
This is weird. Amazon quietly announced Prime Wardrobe.
Ooh.
This is a new service that lets you try on clothes before buying them. So here's how it works. Prime Wardrobe, you have a week to decide what to keep and what to send back. So here's how you do. You go to Amazon, you look at all the clothes, you're like, that looks dope. I want to try those. I'll take those. Boom, 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 boom. They mail everything to you. You try them all on. You have a whole week to decide what you want, what to send back. And you even get discounts based on how many items you end
up
keeping.
That's brilliant. I like that.
That's weird.
I've really been thinking about doing one of those clothing services.
What?
Yeah, have you heard of these? So there's these...
You will never leave your house.
I know. Guys, I have the worst wardrobe in the history of wardrobes. I really do.
We're wearing our amazing Morning Invasion shirt today.
Here's the thing with my wardrobe. I've gotten so many shirts over the years because I work in radio.
Yeah.
That's my wardrobe.
Band shirts.
I rarely have any. I don't go buy clothes for myself. So I was looking, and there's these services out there. And maybe somebody can tell me if they use any of these. But you go on, and you basically, it's like a monthly fee. Some of them are like in between like $50 to $100 or however many clothes you want. All the services are different, but the basic one is like $60, and they'll send you a shirt, a pair of pants every month for $60. And that, usually they say, now I don't know,
so dumb.
They say that they're high quality. Like the shirt's usually like $100. Pants are usually like $100. I know that's their thing. And
they
that's,
say. Yeah.
But the clothes that they have,
what a steal.
They show you the clothes they have online. It actually looks like the, you pick out your style of clothes that you want.
When we were in Phoenix, it was really hot, and I don't own shorts. So I drug you to an outlet mall, and I bought this.
Yeah.
How much did it cost me?
Well, the clothes there were actually not very expensive. I'm going to say $30.
For everything.
$30?
Cheaper.
Really? 25?
Yes.
Really?
For everything.
Yeah. But then, you know, like going to the I
shirt
hate going
was
out
like
shopping.
$5.
If you hate going out shopping, though, I
yeah,
hate
but,
it.
But I don't love shopping, but you know what I do love? Money. You're going to spend stupid amounts of money for like these services.
Well, not 60,
when you could just,
it's like $60 a month. And you know, if it
bargain hunt, yo,
yeah, it's a lot of work.
Gosh!
Gas money. Got to think of gas money.
Oh man.
I want to try it.
I'll give you like, oh, $10 round trip and gas money.
Yeah.
I still spent way less than you would spend on a shirt and pants.
See, the only
that you don't even get to pick yourself.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing. That's why I haven't pulled the trigger yet, because I just know that first box that I'm going to get is going to be something that I don't even want to wear. But I'm more of like what you're wearing, you know, like just a basic tee and shorts or just jeans. And so that's what you can do. You can go on.
So many dudes need help. So many dudes are chiming in like, Dex, I feel you, dog. Same predictable, horrible wardrobe. Somebody else said, dude, the clothes company online thing is so expensive. You will never get a good deal at one of those places.
Really, though? I mean, $60 a month, and they send you two items of
clothes?
Somebody
said, do not do this club thing, because they said the name of the club. It's a waste of money. Sent me nothing but hipster clothes.
That's not the one that I was looking at.
What about this? Is it this one?
That was one I was looking at, yeah. Yeah, if you've tried any of these clubs, let me know.
Remember, the Star Army needs to know why we can't keep the show going till 11. Crank it up to 11.
You know what? Let's do it. Let's just start doing it till noon.
Somebody said, oh, yeah, let's talk about money. That went over so well last time with you guys.
Ooh.
Too soon.
Triggered. He got so triggered.
I am frugal!
Whoa!
And you're like, blasting me for my smoker? I'm like, what? I'm telling you, man. You've got, like, I'm that guy. I was always that guy looking for the deal. Like, you know this. Even when we go to, like, stores or something, I'll finagle a better price. I will get it for cheaper. Like, always.
Man,
you have to.
He's in Mexico, man.
What?
You can't go up to the guy and be like, oh, $25? Yeah, I'll give you 20.
They gave me 20% off for that smoke.
Well, yeah, because of what you went through.
Yeah, but they were trying to just trade me for it.
Yeah.
They were going
that,
to that do
was that.
That
was
a
different
like,
situation.
Though. No, good sir.
You had already taken home two smokers, and they both were not.
Yeah, but if they have like a display thing there, and you're like, man, that TV looks good, but it's the display.
Yeah, that one's. That, yeah, you need to get like 50% off at least for the display.
And you will. I mean, if this doesn't speak volumes, my brother owns a pawn shop. Like,
yeah.
we know how to wheel and deal, man.
Right?
That's what you got to do. So it's not about like having money. It's just about like how you spend it. Don't you go join a stupid club for $60, a shirt. What you do is just wait till Steven Christian gets tired of his lavish wardrobe.
I can't
like,
fit into his clothes.
Guys, I just need to get rid of some of my clothes.
I can't fit into any of his clothes. He brought that big box, and I was so bummed.
What's hilarious is like half of my wardrobe actually really is Steven's at this point. because he's always just like, oh, it's this one. And I'm perfectly like just that step down, size smaller, to where it's like, oh, that's too tight for you now. Oh, dad life. I'll take it.
What if I started my own like clothing service?
You could.
With the Starmie.
Okay.
Okay. My own like clothing flea market.
Somebody said that they thought the same thing as you, Dex. Like, this is a good idea because they hate clothes shopping. They looked into the online stuff, but it's definitely a ripoff. So if somebody offered something cheaper.
Yeah, I know.
But what would yours be? Here's what yours would be. It's like, guys, I started a clothing service. It's only $30, and every month you're going to get a random band shirt. Check it out, bro. This is from the 2009 Avenged Sevenfold tour. I only have one, so first come, first serve.
Yeah,
here's, it's like just your wardrobe.
Here's
going
a
out.
Limited edition 104.7 The Edge, and they don't make those anymore. That was back when the frequency was 104.7. Wait, here's a 107.9.
Here's a really rad Papa Roach T-shirt that I got from Jacoby when we interviewed him that one time.
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I always wanted to make a quilt out of those. I know that sounds really lame.
No, that's a good idea.
But you know what I mean? I have all these band shirts.
Yeah.
Like, so many band shirts. And they just hang out in the closet. And so...
That's like, a really good
make
idea.
Make a band shirt quilt. And then sell it.
Yeah. What if the Starmie... What if I got together with the Starmie? We picked a day. Mm-hmm. And everybody just brought garbage bags full of all of their clothes, and we could do like a swap, like a clothing swap.
Gosh. Oh.
No? You wouldn't be into that?
No, I would not. Did I mention I got this shirt for $5 and it's brand new? Just spend the $5, man.
Be like, I'll trade you just get this t-shirt.
New shirt, man. Somebody said, Dex, how about this? Pay me $60 and I will go to Goodwill and find you an entire outfit and send it to your house.
Maybe that's
somebody
what I do.
Else said, if you want to pay me $60 a month, I will go shop for you, Dexter.
Wow.
People are chiming in. They want to help you, man.
Maybe that's my side business. Maybe that's what I do. Maybe I go shopping for everybody else.
Yeah. You just talked about how terrible you are at it and how much you hate
Yeah,
shopping.
But I need some extra money right now.
Dude, somebody said Dexter's wardrobe sounds like the Jack Black starter kit.
That's not funny.
Oh, man. You need help, yo. You need help. They're saying you lazy. That's why you're broke, because you're lazy.
That's why I'm broke. Help. I obviously haven't pulled the trigger yet on the joining one of the clubs.
Right. Don't join a club,
I can't afford it.
Unless it's the hair club for men.
Oh! I'm waiting for that sweet weave to show up any day now. Just waiting for that hairpiece.
Would you join one of those if it was like the Weave Club and
remember that
month
YouTube video, that Facebook video,
hairpiece.
Right? Remember that Facebook video I showed like when Shannon was on the show and it was like the haircut like yours?
Yeah.
And they glued it on?
I know.
It looked legit.
It looked really legit. James says the only clothing club he uses is Sam's Club.
Okay.
It's got some sweet golf shorts. What else do they have there? I always wonder like who buys clothes there. But apparently James is our man. They've got some rad polos.
Mm-hmm.
And like just those Calvin Klein. Like rectangle pants.
Dead pants.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, they're like, dead pants.
They're like,
I remember,
I don't know how to describe them.
I remember my mom bought me Costco pants one time and I was so mad at her. And then Leslie will come home with like a whole like big package of Costco socks.
Oh.
Ugh.
But those are socks.
Yeah, they're socks.
Yeah.
I have Puma socks for days. And then you end up like you're at the airport or you're somewhere where you have to take your shoes off and you look over and the guy next to you has the exact same socks. And then you look at each other and go, Costco.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody said, yeah, a clothing swap would be a bit gross. I'll trade you this meat sweats band tee for your summer yard tee with the sleeves cut off. Thanks, Dougie Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There are ways. We need to do this. We need a Facebook Live, and I'm going to take you shopping.
I don't want to go shopping.
No, man.
I hate shopping.
Yeah, I know, but like you need clothes.
I do like going to thrift stores. And
yeah, that's exactly what I was going to recommend.
I enjoy that.
A couple thrift shops slash like the Buffalo
fun.
Or, you know.
You can find some gems.
I found a sweet pair of pants. They were like $7. And I'm like, yeah, man, wearing these for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar a year. In the seventh year, they will die.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Tell Dex. I'll help him. Head up a swap if that's what you want.
Head
By
up
the
a
way,
swap.
That's our girl, Taya, man. She says you need to get over the germies. Secondhand is the jam.
Yeah, you can wash them. Even if they didn't wash them, you just put them in your bag and you go home and wash them.
She's got like that super rad vintage store here.
Oh,
like
that's
she really,
okay.
That's what she does. Yeah. She goes out and finds all the deals and it's like, look what I got.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a
lot of people do that. Online stores, they make a lot of money.
It's cool to be thrifty.
Mm-hmm.
Ish. There's actually a new hair store that has wigs called Trends with the Z. It's on Coors. That's for real, man. Nuh-uh.
Oh, dude.
Can we please go there?
I would love to just
Can I please
sport
take
one?
You there?
Just to
oh,
try it. Just to see what people...
Can we
like, how they would react.
Please go there?
Like, how would they react if I just got a hairpiece
oh,
and just started walking around?
Please, Dex! It's all I want in life! Let me take you there!
If I could get one for Freedom Celebration, I would rock that thing. I'd glue that thing to my head and sport
Dude,
it
Dude, and then we
pride.
Can have a hair off with Colton Dixon.
Yes.
That guy's got crazy hair.
I would rock that thing.
Oh, man. So many people chiming in with the cost. Once we mentioned the big club stores, that's like all their sweatshirts come
right.
from there.
Yep.
Somebody else said half my wardrobe is either Costco or Sam's. Somebody said, Sam's Club has the best boxers? Low cut socks.
Oh my gosh.
It's unreal, man. It's unreal.
This
you can
whole
also get 72 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah, you can. This whole conversation started because
with
of Amazon and their new service where it's the Prime Wardrobe. And it
Fine, I'll move on.
Let you try on clothes before you buy them. I think that's a brilliant service.
I don't like that.
You like that?
Here's why I don't like it. I'm sporting this t-shirt and these shorts because it was really, really, really hot in Arizona and I needed clothing then. And we went to the outlet mall and I grabbed this stuff and I got to wear it like that day.
Yeah.
Amazon, it's like, man, it's going to take you some time to get those in there. It's
but here's my question, though. Couldn't you already do that anyways? If you ordered clothes off of Amazon and it didn't fit, can't you just ship it back anyways?
I mean.
So what's the point of this service?
I don't know.
Because you're basically, when you buy something, you're going to try it on anyways.
Oh, dude.
Is this a monthly service, too?
It's not a monthly, but I mean...
That's what I want to know. If this is extra, then that's a scam.
Yeah.
Research that, guys.
Moving on. We can move on. So many people still trying to
get it's time for
random facts.
I'm going to do random facts. I hate that guy. That's not a random fact. Everyone should know that by now. He interrupts me all the time.
By the way, here's the new rule with 5 random facts.
Yeah.
Once the music ends... You're
That's
done.
That's fair, man.
That's the outro plays.
By the way, we have a guest who's coming in studio here in a minute. I'm very excited because I don't know what's going on. All right, here we go. So I got to get through these really quick. Number one, when a mosquito bites you, it needs to clear room in its body for your blood, so it pee-pees on you.
Did you know that?
I did not, and I'm so grossed
Right?
out.
It goes number one on you.
Why are they called mosquitoes and not urinats? Because it urinates on you.
What about
you.
Blood suckers?
Well, I mean, but it has to relieve itself first.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess.
Number two, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet is the longest running live action comedy series in TV history with 14 seasons. But that record is about to be tied by It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which was just renewed for 13th and 14th seasons.
No kidding.
Wow. I didn't even know that show was still around.
Mm-hmm.
The age when a person is least likely to die is 10 as a male and 9 as a female.
Wow.
Least likely to die.
Huh.
The busiest McDonald's in the world is in Moscow, Russia. It serves at least 850,000 people per year, which is twice as much as the average American McDonald's.
Did you see that McDonald's
twice
on a boat?
As much. No.
Yeah.
They have a McDonald's on a boat? Mm-hmm. I'm on a boat! I feel like in Russia, you like your McDonald's and you eat in McDonald's and your vodka. who live work at the McDonald's. I got to get through these.
This has been today's edition of...
You ran out of time, man.
Random.
You ran out of time.
But I still have one more.
That's too bad.
But
That's too bad, man.
But I have one more.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. In every glass of water you drink, there's at least one molecule of water that's been on Earth since dinosaurs. And depending on who you talk to, that's at least 6,000 or a billion years old.
Right?
Some serious molecules.
All right, we have to go to break. You have a friend coming in?
I do.
Okay.
I'm excited. I just got a text.
585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. We're also on Facebook, Star88. Go like the page, and you can watch the show right there. Oh, I'm okay, guys. I'm all right. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
The nation's top court is allowing part of the executive order that imposes a 90-day ban on people from Iran, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya from entering the U.S., but only if those visitors cannot prove they have a relationship with a person or entity in the U.S.
The ATF is working with Chicago to fight gun violence, lending the city a high-tech mobile crime lab that can provide on-site analysis of weapons or casings at crime scenes.
In Daytona Beach, Florida, 20-year-old Jonathan Race is accused of stealing a 36-foot boat. He wasn't at the controls, but neither was anyone else when the boat at full throttle ran aground on a beach, scattering people. Nobody was hurt.
Southwest Utah, a wildfire is now covering close to 44,000 acres.
Takata has agreed to a price tag of just more than $1.5 billion for much of its assets around the world. Analysts say they'll need every penny and likely more to cover as much as $10 billion for recalling their faulty airbag inflators.
8:31, good morning.
High today of 95 degrees. Well, it looks like the accident has been cleared away at I-25 if you were traveling southbound near Paseo. They pushed it off to the shoulder. It's still a little congested because of that, but starting to clear up. However, on the flip side, Montaño Road Northwest, right at I-25, there's an accident reported there. So be careful at the off-ramp over there. And we mentioned it this morning. There's a sewer collapse. Rio Grande Boulevard North at Central.
Boom. Knighted.
Thank you. Stay away. Stay away.
Stay away.
Traffic.
We have a guest.
Yeah, we do.
His name is Steve-O's friend.
It's my boy, Andrew.
What up, fellas?
Oh, gosh, dude. I'm so stoked you're here. First of all of our Facebook Live friends, you get to see this. I'm, like, freaking out because he made me... It's backwards. It's totally backwards. It's backwards because, well, you know, it's backwards, guys.
He flipped it around.
Yeah. Well, I was like, oh, I'll just flip it around. That it's doesn't work.
It's not indented.
Oh, man. So, this is really rad. You made me a personalized license plate out of a bunch of license plates that says Mazdarth. And that's because I've got my my Mazda 3 out there that's like black on black that is I named Mazdarth because Mazda and Darth Vader.
Yeah,
it's like
gotcha.
They had
gotcha.
A baby and it's my car.
Yeah, Mazdarth. Super weird.
It's dope.
Yeah,
it's dope.
How long did it take for you to put that together?
Quite a while. So I had some plates laying around, but I didn't have all the letters. And so it took a little bit of time to find all the letters and then to find the right utensil to snip it. And
right?
They make this thing called tin snippers.
Yeah.
duh.
Tin snippers.
Yeah. I show up to Lowe's and I'm like, is there something I can use to like saw these plates? And they're like,
did
yeah.
they look at you weird?
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah,
bro.
I was like,
what
so,
are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like, so the plates are tin and I just need to snip them, you know? And he's like, dude, we have these things called tin snippers. Yeah. I was like, dude, that works.
Yes.
Where can I get my hands on some of those?
Dude, so dope. So now I have this really rad custom license plate called Mazdarth.
You totally Boom! Have to replace your actual license
no,
plate.
No, you can't do that. That's totally illegal,
yeah, so it,
and I will
yeah.
not be doing that.
Yeah, I did look up some laws, yeah. and technically I believe this is illegal to do because I think it's actually defacing state property.
I was going to ask you that. I honestly was going to ask you that if this was actually legal. Can you
why
actually
are you giving me something illegal?
But you see it all the time. So
that's true. That's
you,
true.
I mean, there's tons of plates that are out there.
Yeah, you
have you ever seen the
road signs all the time?
Right,
I mean,
or
cool.
the United States?
Oh yeah.
In different kinds of license
yep.
plates.
I
I'm like, well,
that.
How did they do that?
Yeah, I love
so,
that. Art for the sake of art.
It's art.
Yeah.
It's art. And these are my plates. And so they're my property.
I like that.
I paid the registration on them.
Yeah.
So they're
but
mine
this
to do
is
with
my $1 bill, and I can cut it up if I want
to. Right, right.
Can't do that. Get fine law, line. Against the law.
Really?
Yeah. You can't do that to
cut
money.
Up a dollar?
Can't deface
money. You
can't
burn money?
Nope.
But you do it all the time with the way you spend it.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. First of all, Blue is so stoked to see you right now, and so shout out to Blue.
What up, Blue?
There you go. I love that. Also, Jeff says, love the name, Steve-O. And Bridget says, hi, Andrew! So people are excited.
Andrew has one of the most epic beards.
He does.
I've ever
you have
seen
to get to
life.
Facebook Live. It's pretty dope. So it's here's so the great. Thing. Here's the thing. Back in the day, I'll do the Cliff's Notes like shortened version, which is hard for me because I'm a storyteller. But back in the day, I had a 99 Subaru. It was my jam. That was my car. I'd had it for a very, very long time. Oddly enough, I bought it from Buck many, many, many moons ago when Buck was like, I don't know what to do with my life because I'm in radio. I'm going to sell cars. So I had this thing for years and it was my jam. And then I started having problems, more problems. And then America started getting problems like presidential elections. And the night that President Trump was elected, vandals went crazy and trashed my Subaru. And so I was telling the story on the radio, and it was incredible. Like, people came out of the woodwork and were like, we want to help you. And I'm like, no, because I'm weird about, like, charity. It freaked me out. And then a good friend of mine was like, hey, man, people are trying to bless you, and you are robbing them of that blessing. And I was like, dang, dude. So I went to talk to a really good friend of mine. His name's Paul DiLorenzo. And he actually happens to own some car dealerships, right? And so I was like, no, and I'm never gonna, because you know me, we always talk about how, like, I gotta be frugal. I'll never buy a new car. I gotta go, you know. And then we just started kicking it, talking about, like, the pros and cons of all these things, and just pray on it. And that's the best, is it's like, pray on it. I'm not gonna sell you anything. Just go away. And I did. And one day, I just got this itch because I'd been praying and sitting on it. And I snuck over to one of their car lots on my own, like, didn't tell Paul, didn't tell anybody. I was like, nah, I'm just gonna come over here and scope the scene.
Yeah, go check,
like,
it out.
You know, because I keep saying no to all of these things, and yet I've never even really researched or anything myself. So I started researching all these different kinds of cars, and I showed up and was like kind of gung-ho, like, looking around. And then this crazy bearded dude approaches me and is like,
pops out of the woodwork.
He was like, do I know you? It wasn't like the normal, like, hi, welcome to the car lot.
I
noticed you've been here for 0.7 seconds.
We know each other.
How much money do you have? No, it was like, do I know you? And I'm like, oh, this guy's got a beard, and, like,
he's good.
Yeah, he's got, like, cool tats, and, like, maybe he's a normal human. And we seriously just started talking and found common ground in the Lord and in friends, like mutual friends. And it was
meant to be.
Yeah, man. Right.
The stars aligned.
Yeah.
It was meant
to
be.
He aligned. Okay. And, it was right. And the funny thing is, I ended up leaving there with Mazdarth. You know what I mean? And,
it worked, buddy.
Not
it
the
worked.
Same day. Not the same day.
Not the same day. No. Because, oh, wow. No, not even the same day. And that's the thing, because I think a lot of people are like, they like get this idea like, oh, I got to buy a car. Or if it's a big purchase or a house, and you go see the first house and you're like, babe, this is the one.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, dude, do some research. Yes. Like, take your time. You got to wait. You got to pray on it. And I will say, like, I never owned a new car in my entire life, and I never was going to buy a new car in my entire life. And I think that's important for anybody, just to think about those things. You can't just jump into, right, like, big purchases, because I think that's part of the problem here in America. It's like, yeah, but I'll just throw it on a credit card, or I'll just do this, and oh, it's only going to be 8 years with 73% interest. And, you know what I mean?
You
it's
see,
like,
it all the time.
Yes,
Andrew.
Yes, all the time. All so the time. It's the second biggest purchase you will ever make in your life.
Mm-hmm.
First is obviously your home. But car purchase is the second most important and biggest expense you'll ever pay in your life.
It's so crazy.
Take time to do, like, the research, educate yourself, find out Look at reviews. Yeah. Go and drive these different vehicles.
Yeah.
And
don't
see.
Just buy the first pretty thing.
Yeah, right, but I want right. that one. I want that one.
That's what people do. Mm. And I will be honest. When I've never owned that brand of car before, and I seriously was like, I drove it, and I was just like, oh, man. I love this. But it was like, nope. I want to be disciplined, and I absolutely do not want to make the wrong decision.
Right.
Yeah. And so I went home and prayed. And more than that, like, the purpose isn't like, hey, guys, when, you know, I definitely, we like to educate people and, like, be smart when you're making big purchases. But more than that, I was like, Andrew just, on a personal level, had this phenomenal story. And I think a lot of times, like, when we're interacting with people, whether it's, like, the random car salesman dude or the, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't think about them in that moment as like, hey, this is a human being right. with a family, with a history, with a life. It's like, oh man, I gotta be dodgy to this car salesman. And so we just started talking on a personal level. And I don't know how deep you want to get or like what do you, but it was just like, man, you gotta share your story because there are so many members of the Starmie that can relate to your life. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So definitely. So I was raised in the church. I served in the children's ministry actually here at Calvary under Pastor Alan Brooks when he was here. So that dates me. But did some things, went sideways. And self-destructed completely. But rose out of that through God for sure. So I'm going to leave out some of the background, but we'll start at day one of, coming back and being born again. And so trying to find a job was super hard, super hard. I had dreadlocks, a white dude with dreadlocks.
What was the purpose why you had dreadlocks? Just curious. My 15-year-old
son wants
dreadlocks.
He's trying to leave out the past. I'm kidding.
Yeah. So dreadlocks. So I'd always wanted them and I had them before. And somebody had paid me to cut them off, and I was like, yeah, heck yeah, I could use the money instead of the hair. I could always grow it back.
Yeah.
So I cut them off and then started again. And 2-3 years later, my hair was long enough, put up the dreadlocks, and some stuff happened to me like the same day I put them on or put them up. And I did it myself, and it took me like 18 hours to do. So if you're going to do them, have somebody else do them for you because I have like tennis elbow from it. Like, no joke. But anyway, so some stuff happened, and that became my kind of like my testimony by hair. I don't know. I don't know. I tried to put some stuff into it to make it more, but it wasn't. So I had them for about 2 years, and so it was hard to find a job for one because nobody wants a guy with dreadlocks.
Sure.
And then, and it wasn't like culturally okay because I was a white dude with dreadlocks. So it was like, okay, how much pot do you smoke? I'm like,
right, dude.
Like, it's just a cool style. I like the music. I like the way of life. Yeah. Peace, love, happiness, you know, man.
POD.
And then the dreadlocks, the tattoos, finger tats. So it was very hard for me to find a job. And my dad and my parents had told me this. Hey, don't get finger tats. Don't get hand tats. Don't get tats below the sleeves.
You should probably listen to parents.
Yeah, you should probably.
Otherwise,
think about it. But so I found a job as a detailer. And because they'd hire anybody to wash cars. And so I was very fortunate to get that job. And about a year in, the company I was working for was getting taken over by a different detailing company. And we all thought, okay, cool, they're just going to move us to the next store, which they did for a couple people, but they didn't do for all of us. Mm. And so the owner basically came in and said, sorry, guys.
They literally cleaned house.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
No. Okay.
Gosh.
And so he left, and the new owner was there, the new owner of the new detail shop. And he was like, hey, dude, I heard some salespeople talking about you, and you do a good job. We want to keep you on. But we're not going to keep you here. We're going to move you. And I was like, okay, that's cool. As long as I have a job.
Yeah.
So I worked there at a different dealership and then got transferred over to the dealership I now sell cars at, as the detail manager. And soon as I got there, Paul DiLorenzo was one of the very first to come and say hello. And it wasn't a normal hello. It was, hey man, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And so this coming from an owner, was huge. Sure. And the first day I was like, okay, he's playing the part.
Yeah.
But no, and it was not day after day, but week after week. Unused. And he actually cared about who I was.
Wow.
And how life was going outside of work.
Yeah.
And so that was really cool to see from an owner. And just the vibe at the dealership was tremendous. And I was like, you know what? Instead of washing these cars, I want to sell them. And it was mostly my wife kind of pushing me. Hey, yeah. You've got a personality for this. You're great with people. Maybe you should think about selling cars. And I was like, I don't think it's that easy. So I went and talked to a few of the managers and they're like, no, it's not that easy.
Right. yeah.
And they're like, you could go to any one of these dealerships and go sell cars there for a couple months and then come back to us. And we'd be more than happy to have you because we don't hire people that are new. We don't have the time to train you. So I was like, that's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
If I go start somewhere, that's where I want to finish. And so they're like, well, I'll tell you what, we can hire you on as a lot attendant and you can learn the business. You can learn the ins and outs, learn how we do things, learn the process. And then maybe we'll start you slow. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll do that.
Yeah, I love that.
And so I took a demotion from a manager to a lot attendant in position-wise and monetarily-wise. And so I was like, oh, this is going to be rough.
Awesome when you're married and you're like,
This is going to be rough.
You know,
yeah.
It's going to start a family. Let's start a family. I'm going to take a demotion and a pay cut. Yeah.
So we weren't married yet.
Okay.
So were we engaged? We were engaged. And
she loved that.
Everything's going to be fine.
The ring's on.
Yeah.
I made a mistake.
Yeah. She was like, great. But no, she was pushing me towards a better career.
You, yeah.
Yes. So, which was great because a lot of times we need that nudge. A lot of times we feel like we can do it, but we're scared inside. Yeah. So we need somebody to give us that nudge. And my wife was the perfect person to do that.
Yeah.
And so I came on as a lot attendant and every day I was like, let me sell cars. How do I sell cars? Right. Let me. And they're like, well, they're teaching me, training me. This is what we do. But give us some time. We'll let you come on. And finally, I just had enough of it. And I came in on my day off in a shirt and tie.
Oh, wow.
All right. Cool, man. I'm here. And one of our managers was like, hey, man, you look good. What are you doing? You going to court? And I'm amazing. Like, no.
Those days are behind me. Thanks for bringing it up.
Thanks for reminding me. The cul-de-sac, the roundabout. But I was like, no, dude, I'm here to sell cars. And he was like, he laughed. And he's like, no, that's funny. He's like, no. We've got guys here that'll be pissed if you're taking their customers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, dude? I really don't care about them. I care about selling cars and I care about my family. Mm. And this is what I want to do. And he took a step back. Okay, cool. Well, let's see what you can do. So he sent me down to what used to be called our E slot, which was a very slow lot at the time. And he's like, let's see what you can do. I'm like, great. Now I'm here with the sharks because I have no clue what I'm doing.
Right.
So I'm swimming with the sharks here and I'm at the slowest lot possible. So there's no way I'm going to even see a person. I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm not going to sell a car. So I'm down and out on myself.
Right.
So I'm standing outside talking to some people. Some fellow coworkers, and I see some folks walking over to the dealership next door to us. And after a quick hello, handshake, maybe 2 minutes in, they turn around and they start walking back to the car. And me just being me, I was, what do I have to lose? I'm like, hey guys, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey. And they started walking towards me. I'm like, uh-oh.
Right?
Oh, I did not expect that to happen. I was just trying to show initiative. And they came over. I'm like, hey, so you guys in the market for a vehicle? And they're like, yeah, we are. And they told me what they were looking for. I'm like, you know what? I have a dealership down the road that sells that exact same vehicle. And so we walked down there, showed the vehicle. I had no clue what I was doing.
You're like, this is a 2000?
Yeah.
Eight?
Yeah. Here's the seat. Here's the steering wheel. This is how you put it in drive. Let's go.
Right.
And so, but luckily for me, the car really sells itself. So after driving it, they fell in love with it. And I presented numbers and sold them a car.
Beautiful.
Dude.
And, so the rest is kind of history for me.
Really?
Yeah. I think what was remarkable is like we were just kicking it and like we have a lot of like similar history and a lot of similar friends and a lot of great like Levi and you know like different people that have been like instrumental in our lives. And I just resonated with Andrew's story so much because it was like coming from the past, coming from this history that's pretty amazing and gnarly and whatever. And, you know, we've all been in those situations where, whether it's like the job or whatever it is, you know, that you just can't. And like you're getting nose everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And hearing the idea of just like, all right, now this is the only job. I'm gonna detail these cars. I'm gonna work my tail off and I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability.
Right.
And I'm gonna keep going. And it was like this never surrender, like, mentality that all of a sudden you're like, and then you're thrust into a management spot. And then it's like, but I want to do this. And I feel like God's calling me to do this, but they're not letting me do this. But how do I do this? And then like the perseverance and to come in on a day off and like,
yeah, to like demoted.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it was just like, I just kept thinking about the book of Luke, you know? And it's like, if you're faithful with the little things, like
right.
you're going to be entrusted with, you're going to be faithful with the big things. But if you're dishonest with the little things, like, yeah. And I think sometimes we're all waiting for the big thing to happen, but we're not willing to do what's necessary right. now with what God has placed us in, whatever that situation is.
Well, that's the biggest thing is do your work unto the Lord, no
right.
matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
No matter what, even if you're doing chores at home,
right.
do it for the Lord.
Yeah.
And you get so much gratification out of it
yeah.
and you get more joy out of it. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're waiting tables, selling cars, if you're a chief financial officer, do it unto the Lord.
Right.
And you get so much joy and happiness from it because he does provide.
Yeah.
And even in the hardest times,
yeah.
you do see light. And even if you think you're going backwards, he's
yeah.
got a different plan for you. So
what I see is like you had a goal, you know?
Uh-huh.
You had a goal. You saw the picture and you said, I'm gonna just do it. Whatever it takes,
right.
I'm going to do it.
Right.
And I think that's so important for us to write down those goals and a plan of attack.
Yeah.
How do I get to that goal?
Yeah.
What is it going to take for me to do? What kind of sacrifice in my life to get to that goal?
Right. Yeah. And we need goals. We need long-term goals. Yep. And we need short-term goals. I set a goal every day and try to crush it.
Yeah.
A lot of times that goal doesn't happen, but the
sure.
next day, okay, you set a new goal and the old goal.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to do both. And, well, don't get too complex. I'm like, if you don't
right.
capture
right.
the gold, I'm like, sure. don't have four goals and try to backtrack. But
it's like, man, you gotta set smaller goals.
Yeah. I'm like,
smaller
don't
goals.
Reach for the stars yeah. on a daily goal, but let it be a small thing. Okay. I want to drink four glasses of water today.
Yeah.
Small goal,
right.
you know? And if
right.
you drink four glasses of water today, set it for six the next day.
Yeah. Day five, you are peeing quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. right. Or smile at more people.
Right.
I want to smile at the next five people I see.
Right.
And you'd
yeah.
be surprised that a simple smile can get you a long way. Because
yeah.
we the generation, the society that we're in, we see a lot of people that are just either so self-focused in their phones or just don't want to make eye contact.
Sure. Yeah.
And so that's what I'm looking for. I'm like,
yeah.
give me the eye contact, you know?
Yeah.
And then just a simple smile or a wave or a shake of the head goes
yeah.
a long way for somebody because we don't know what they're going through. So
yeah. yeah.
And that's it. Like, you don't know what someone is going through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was really cool to be kind of like top secret, like sneaking onto this car lot, trying to like, I just wanted to check something out on my own and not be, cause we all know, dude, there are those certain purchases where it's like, ugh, they kind of, mm-hmm. they can stress you out, man. So it was like sneaking over there. And then the funny thing is there were like, you were standing with like three people.
Right.
And everybody saw me.
But nobody said hi.
But nobody said a word to me. And I think I was trying to be like kind of not making eye contact and kind of standoffish. But immediately it was just this matter of like, wait, do I know you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're very familiar. And then we just started talking. I'm like, well, working radio here and this and that. Oh my gosh. Okay. Calvary, blah. And then just, and then
it
we were just talking
from there, yeah.
you know, and it's like, all right, I'm talking to this dude.
That
this is what I'm here
day.
For. And it was cool. Cause it wasn't like, well, step into this vehicle and we're going to blah. It was like humans. And I wish humans would just take more care of other humans
right.
and realize that, because no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, if it's that, like you said, that waiter, like you gravitate, like what's hilarious is those are the waiters that get the like crazy tips. Cause it's like, this is so rare.
Right.
They remembered my name.
Yeah.
And they filled up my water
yeah.
and they're just phenomenal. And they just were talking about their day and here's a giant tip. It's like,
yeah.
man, let's just act like humans.
Yeah.
And I think you said something earlier in your story. About, you know, the first time you sold a car, you didn't really have to do much because the car sold itself.
Right? Right, right.
And I feel like that right there, I wish more salespeople would have that mentality, because they can come off as just being so
sleazy.
Well,
yes.
okay.
And
let's Jesus juke this. The gospel is phenomenal. It's like there is nothing you can do. You are a human and you are born into sin and you are going to die in your sin. But there's this God who absolutely adores you. Like, you are everything to him. He calls you his beloved. And he was willing to come down here in human form and sacrifice himself, like, for no other purpose than to be reconciled with you, because he loves you so much. And it's not like, here's a laundry list of things you have to do to get there. You can't attain it. You are dead in sin. Like, you can't. But God, in his, man, infinite love and kindness and just desire to be with you, to be reconciled with you, sent his son, who, while we were yet sinners, died for us. Like, that sells itself. Mm. But we as Christians have to, like, well, I got to say the right thing.
Right.
I got to do the right thing. I got to act the right way. I got to put on this front. I got to, all these stupid things that we place upon ourselves that are, like, greater, you know, like, not greater than, but, like, adding to the gospel of grace. And it should be like that. It should be that, man, we are so enticed and so overwhelmed by how good and crazy that is, that we are drawn to that, not the human that's trying to, quote, sell you on something. You know what I mean? Because that's what drew me into the Lord. I was definitely not drawn into the church. Oh, man. Mm. It was awful, you know? And so what drew me in was when I realized that I am a sinner, that I cannot do this myself. Right. Like, and I don't mean, like, the day-to-day life. I just mean, like, I will never attain nirvana, perfection, heaven on my own. Right. Like, I just, I can't. I'm a stupid human, and I'm still going to make mistakes, even now. And so, I don't know, man.
I love that. That's thanks, perfectly dog. Put.
Thank you.
Really is.
Thank you, bro.
Don't be a salesman when it comes to sharing
the
gospel. Well,
just with anything. You know what I mean? Sure. Like, it's okay to be passionate about things, but, like, because we should be passionate about it. But in that, like, just what you said, like, it can sell itself, and it should.
Right.
And if it's not, then you're selling the wrong thing, yo.
Right. And having a passion for it makes it so much easier. But that's the whole thing. It's just be cool.
Yeah. Dude, Andrew, I love you, man. I'm so glad you came in.
No, thank you guys for having me.
Since we're non-com, if anybody wants to know any details about
I posted everything on my personal Facebook page. So, perfect. Yeah, and we can post stuff on Facebook.
Right.
So,
and I am Facebook Live, Andrew Huebner.
Boom! Love that. Andrew Huebner, our boy. There you go.
Beautiful, man.
The bearded wonder. I love that beard.
Dude, it was so nice to meet you, man.
Good beard.
Right on, guys.
All right. We have to go to break. 585 Live if you want to text in. We're on Facebook Live.
In.
Yeah, Quality Temp Tuesday is next.
Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
No.
Today in tech history.
June 27th, 1972, the video game company Atari was founded. Their first video game, Pong, was the first commercially successful video game and led to the start of the video game industry.
Update to today, June 27th. Guys in their 30s, in their parents' basements, playing video games.
This has been Today in Tech History.
It's Quality Tam Tuesday. No Tam yet. Sure, she'll be strolling in here any second now. It is 9:03.
High today of 96 degrees.
Traffic!
Taking a look at the roads. Other than the sewer collapse, it's looking like everything's clear. And by sewer collapse, I mean Rio Grande Boulevard North. It's central. It's cray-cray, yo. Westbound Central restricted to one lane. They're asking you to check out 12th Street instead because sewer collapse. Literally no accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Beautiful.
Yes.
If you're on Facebook Live right now, I'm holding up a picture.
Ian Curtis.
The beautiful man.
That is the front man of Joy Division, who took his own life 37 years ago today, and for some reason, Phoenix is celebrating it.
He's celebrating.
Oh, hey, Tam. Welcome to the hot box.
Tam is here, everybody.
It's so warm in here.
Oh, welcome to the show, everyone.
Tamra! Oh, yeah, you sit over there so everybody can see you.
This is the first Quality Tam with the new setup,
Tam,
right?
Look! We're matching!
We look the same!
nice.
She's wearing camo pants. She's wearing camo pants and a black top, and I'm wearing a black top and army green shorts.
And camo pants.
Shorts.
What do you think of shorts getting approved by HR?
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I saw that. That was exciting.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Yeah, that's because I was just going to say thank you, but thanks for jumping in there.
Well, yeah.
Quicker call than me, I could say thanks.
Call me Maui.
This is a nice setup. I like what's going on here.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm starting to get used to it.
Hi. I am too.
Yeah.
I dig it.
At first, I hated everything.
We hated
it
because I spit a lot, and so he gets regular
but
showers.
I can't see you guys' face. Well, I can see Steve's face in that thingy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tam.
So
I could turn around.
I realized, though, watching Facebook Live, it's really fun and everything, except for the fact that you can't hear all the cool stuff that you do in the background with your music and stuff.
You can if one of us accidentally unplugs it, and then it's just straight from the iPad, but nobody wants to hear
when's
that.
The last time you jumped on Facebook Live and watched us? Because we got a new setup.
Probably like 2 weeks ago.
No, she's saying off-air you can't hear what we're talking about.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
That's no, that's good. We don't want that. Especially on like Fridays when we're arguing.
Oh.
Did you hear about our fight? Is
no.
it all around campus? Is everybody talking about
and
it?
And what I mean is like, you know how
do you,
you
want
put,
the details?
You know how you put cool music and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, you can't hear that on
you
Facebook.
Can.
Yeah, you can. That's, see, that's what I was
it's
talking about.
It's through the board.
Yeah. It's you, what you hear right now
you haven't
is
heard
what
our
people
new
hear.
Setup.
Then I haven't.
Yeah, because look at that. See that beautiful iRig right there?
Yeah, and I see the little wires coming out of the side.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It sounds like you're listening to the radio when you're on Facebook
Live. Well, it's the feed. It's the feed from our board.
I heard you guys had someone awesome in studio.
Just now?
Andrew?
My new buddy.
Andrew Huebner?
Jason.
Yeah? Did you meet Andrew?
Oh, you mean Jason from Monday.
Oh, Jason. Oh,
I'm going back in time.
Yeah, you are going back in time. Mm. That's our. We got to kick it Saturday night. And
JC Jason, the cool gang.
He's really legit. Did you know he has a podcast?
Yes.
We're talking about our boy Propaganda, also known as Jason. My favorite part was when Dex introduced him as Jason of Propaganda. And I was like, well, he's just...
Hey,
he is Propaganda.
First, I honestly never even heard of them until I got to meet him on Saturday night.
It's not a them.
Until?
It's literally a rapper
named...
Okay. Until?
He's got a podcast called The Red Couch Podcast.
Yeah, and, with his wife.
Yeah, with his bride. And
pretty
and
cool.
Dude.
Yeah. I still haven't listened to it yet. I got to.
So I do love that he's so straightforward. I love that.
Yes.
Love that about him.
He was a real deal. We got to play cornhole on Saturday night. And just what a great guy to just chill
Is he good
with.
At cornhole, at least?
It was his very first time
he
ever
was good.
Playing.
He was
oh my
a natural.
Gosh. Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I really enjoyed having him. He was really awesome to have here. And we really, 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 really want him to come back soon as well. But I did see something on one of his posts. He just had this thing on his post that said What's his last post? I don't want to misquote him.
Was it a picture of me?
So this is going to be a misquote, but I want you to like look it up.
Just, I'll go look
but it basically is like saying
you're about to misrepresent his lyrics.
Something about heroes. Like he's not, he doesn't, it's not that he doesn't support heroes.
Heroes never fall.
But it's something about I something heroes. It's in his last, did you find it?
I take shots at your sacred cows. I dance with skeletons in closets. I point out elephants in the room and I make a mockery of heroes.
I make a mockery of heroes. I was wondering, is he anti-Marines?
Is he anti-Marines? Really?
No, you don't.
I'm going to have to ask him.
Why would you immediately jump to that conclusion,
because I think of
mom?
Heroes.
Go listen to K-Love. Get out of my life.
And if he was anti-Marines, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have been invited to, throw down at Calvary.
Okay. Take shots at your sacred cows, and we all know that those need to be slaughtered.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The golden calf?
Yeah.
Yes.
I dance with skeletons in the closet means that he's got nothing to hide. And
right.
So if you got that, like he wants, I point
Let's
out elephants in the room.
That makes sense.
Which is huge. Great. And I make a mockery of heroes because he's talking about the fact that we sometimes propel the wrong person. Like, he is all about elevating Jesus, not elevating
right.
himself.
Okay, good. Because that's what I was thinking. And then I thought heroes, a lot of people think heroes as like, those who have fought and blah, blah, blah. Like
that is
the heroes of our time.
Like, he hates Spider-Man.
Man.
I can't be his friend anymore, yo.
He said that?
No, he did not.
Oh.
I'm interjecting just kind of like Tamra did. Gosh, Tam. Gosh, Tam.
That's funny. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you guys look so dapper today. What's the big occasion?
We won the war with HR. Are you kidding me? Look at this.
Well, Steve-O's
I'm sporting
wearing
shorts, dog.
So what did it say? Didn't it say like 95 degrees or higher?
Yes,
you can wear
and so
them?
I took a screenshot of this week because guess what? All this week, 95, 97, 98, 95.
Oh, that's what you posted.
No, but I think Friday's 94.
But Friday is also Freedom Celebration special event. So sporting shorts, sporting shorts.
Love it. You guys, I had the best time last night. I just have to tell you.
Oh, no.
Oh, you went to Family Force 5.
I did.
I saw your video.
I was there.
You were talking about Teddy.
Yeah, my dog.
Now, I want to clear this up. Are you saying? Yeah, did he? So, not only is he stinking incredible.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal drummer.
So, we couldn't sit very close because.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had great seats.
Here's the thing.
Oh, you were about to say something and now you're train wrecking yourself.
No, he interrupted me.
Sorry, my bad.
We were going to sit really close. And there were like 1,000 kids there because it's for that riot thing that they're doing over at Sagebrush or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so
not
there's...
whatever. It starts at like 4 and it's like, sorry. I mean, it's already locked in. I don't know if they can do like day of signups, but.
Yeah, I don't know either. But they got there at noon, or they get there at noon and they do all this stuff. So then there's Disciple and then there's Capital Kings.
Capital Kings is tonight and then tomorrow night is Disciple.
And so my mom's a huge Disciple. Well, she's a huge Capital Kings and Disciple fan, but huge Family Force 5 fan. Now, when we were sitting there, we were pretty close, but like there was tons of kids just swarming everywhere. So we couldn't, I wanted to be so much closer, but it was a good view. But like the drummer, Teddy.
He dances while he drums.
He stood on a box at one point.
Yep.
And then he just was playing the drums above his drums, bending over, playing the drums.
Yeah.
And I just was looking at him like, that's okay. Because there's no limit and there's no, and I think what I realized about Feeling Force 5 is they're not like in a box. Like they don't care.
Yeah.
But yet they also follow this like genre, if you will, but they don't. Yeah. But they do, but they don't. And they really are bringing back 80s because I've noticed that the kids are really into 80s now.
Ah, the kids.
The kids. So we're always going to be into 80s, right? But now that you're getting a younger generation to connect with that generation, I think that's a genius idea. Which shout out to Steve and Tracy because maybe you'll be surprised when you hear a new album.
Okay. Mm. What were you wanting to ask me about Teddy?
I was going to ask you about Teddy because Teddy, you were saying something like he was playing for
Waverly.
He's playing for Waverly, like he's going to be playing for them or he played for them.
That's Waverly's drummer.
You're kidding me. That's the Teddy Teo talked about?
Mm. Yes.
Oh my God!
Mind blown. Everybody,
gosh!
I just saw Tam's mind explode.
That's where's Teddy. The filter? I need like rainbows to come out of my head or like something like those filters you do.
Yeah.
So there was a drummer way back in like the college days that didn't stick around. And then Jamie joined the band. And Jamie was with the band for years. And then he went off to be a missionary in the Czech Republic. And when he left, Teddy became, well, in the interim, Josh Dunn, actually, the drummer for 21 Pilots.
Yes.
He drummed for Waverly. And then when that tour ended, Teddy came on and went through a whole album and was with Waverly for years. And then when the band broke up, he went on to Family Force 5.
Gosh, he is just adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, really good.
He has this really beautiful European look about him.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, blue hair and a jumper. He was wearing a jumper. He changed twice. Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Side note, he wasn't in a box drumming. He was on a box drumming.
Yeah.
So he was like on top of a box. Like, a member of the Starmie just wanted to clarify because Tam says dumb thing.
He's on a box. Said on a box.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
You guys need to be nice to my BFF.
Oh,
hey, Buck. I forgot to call back yesterday.
Did he forget to call back yesterday?
I forgot to call. I'm sorry. I forgot to call you back.
Oh, snap.
Doesn't matter. Buck is calling for me.
He's terrible about that. He literally sent me a text message like while I was calling him and said, I'll call you right back. And then 13 hours later, I laid my head down on my pillow and was like, I don't think he's calling back.
You always call me during my nap, and I see you call, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wait. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, Aaron, here's the deal. I text that dude during nap time, and he doesn't even respond to me. So the fact that he responded during nap time, I actually have to give you credit for, Dexter. Because I'll text him, and then 4 hours later, he'll be like, my bad, I was totally sleeping. What?
Well, because I didn't get woke up by your text.
Okay.
And Buck's
I'm not sure that that's completely accurate, Dexter.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyways.
Aaron, it is so beautiful to hear your voice.
You as well. How are you doing? So the concert was good?
Concert was incredible.
Yes, Family Force 5.
Tell me that you were there and that you're going to surprise me and tell me you were there.
I actually was not there. I've been working, burning the candle at both ends lately, so I could not make it last night.
Which is really impressive when you think about it, because normally a candle, when it's standing up, it's like burning on one end. So how do you actually burn
the other end?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that is...
You have to do, like, this kung fu move where you balance it on your finger like you're karate chopping, and you burn it at both ends.
I like that.
And, and it's such a picture of how quickly you're going to die.
No, it's not that. It's not.
I mean, if it's at both ends, I mean, it's going to, like, it's going to be gone. That wick is going to be toast.
Maybe you need a nap.
You're right. I do.
What does the candle have to do with dying, Dex? It's just about working.
Candle in the wind.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
So I'm happy that you're on air. I just, you know, simply because I love you dearly, and you're just wonderful and everything else. You know that this isn't going to, I hope that you don't take offense to this that I'm about to say.
Please say it.
So we have, I have it written. I actually have, I have documentation that you were going to.
That is offensive.
Be here on Tuesday, 2 weeks ago when I was here. And I think that you had said that you were going to be here because I have it in my text messages. I was just wondering.
Terrible.
I was just wondering what happened to that?
Yeah, I can't really get into it on the air, but I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Yep, I forgot.
Please forgive me. I'm sorry.
Forgiven.
That's how you play it right there.
Forgiven.
Forgive me.
Let's teach these boys how to fight. Forgiven. We're back
it's
to normal.
It's all good.
Hey, we're good. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Forgiven.
Oh, wait, I'm already forgiven. Never mind. What's up? I just called to talk to you, Tam. I don't care about those other two right now. I just called to say hi.
It's her hour.
What do you suggest? Do you suggest that we have people call in and ask me questions today?
I do. You know what? Because I love listening to your advice. I think you give great advice.
We can call it a TAMA because it spells Tam. I'm onto something.
I don't think so. I'd love to hear you field questions from the Starmie about whatever they need help with. You're good at that, Tim.
Here's a good one. We had one earlier this morning.
Oh my gosh, we had the greatest. Honestly, Buck, out of all of the years we did the show together, this conversation we had this morning was the most ridiculous conversation.
Okay, that's not... No, we had a question from Andres who says, why is it that when I hear Tam, it reminds me of Drunken History?
No.
Is that a TV show?
YouTube.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, nothing like Drunken History because I've seen Drunken History before and it's nothing like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
They said that they can just imagine Will Ferrell acting out everything she's saying. So, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Okay.
You better be careful because the last time somebody started to dog me, we started getting floods of text messages saying, just be floods. Nice, knock it off, that's enough.
I didn't say anything. That's a Starmie member asking a legitimate question.
So, let me ask...
Yes, please.
Yes.
Let me
throw this out to Tam real quick just to see what she has to say about this. Because why do we call shorts, but we call pants? Why don't we call pants longs instead of pants?
Because they're called shorts and longs.
Yeah.
Well, historically, shorts were actually called short pants.
Mm. So it's not what the Google said.
Oh, that was a really good point.
What do you think, Tam?
No, that's what they called them. They called them short pants.
Shut up, Buck.
So then I think that's my answer.
Yeah, he thinks he knows everything.
Okay,
well, I think that's my answer.
He's more.
I read a lot. That's all I'm going to say.
You're old.
Read a lot.
He reads a lot.
Leaders are readers.
He's been around a couple years longer than me.
It's true.
So he's got some insight. Just a couple. Just a couple.
Yeah. What else are we doing? Come on, let's do something here. Well,
I know.
I thought we were. I mean, aren't we opening up for questions or?
Somebody said
we're good. Steve-O, do your job.
Okay. I remember the Starmie chimed in and said Tam always has great stories. Nothing cool happened to you over the weekend? Why haven't you told a story yet?
Well, you know, last time I told a story, I have a complaint. You know, I mean, I just hear with tons of complaints. I'm so sorry, you guys. I uh, I want to complain because Steve-O on the podcast, he didn't even title it like Tam Almost Died. He was just like, oh, yep, Dex and Steve-O are back.
Oof.
It's Tuesday.
I have nothing to do with that.
He
does all that.
It's like, why am I even telling stories? Why do people even care that I almost died, that I saved eight people? It's a tragic accident.
Story. I don't even remember that.
He remembers it.
I think I blanked out.
Yep.
Like,
no, blacked out. It's blanked out.
Blanked out.
And Buck, I told a story last time and I almost died. And it was really intense, and the music in the background was so great. And then Steve-O tried to one-up me in the end with the shark story, and so I told him, okay, yeah, you win. But, I mean, honestly, there's not sharks in the river.
So don't have any stories, is what you're saying. Next question, 585-LIVE, if you'd like to chime in. That's 505-585-5483. If you want to text in and ask a question of Tamara, that just means she's going to keep talking, though, so be forewarned.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I will tell you something that I have been doing.
That's very honest.
And what? Don't be surprised, because I know you can't tell yet. But here's the thing. I've been going to the gym at 6 in the morning every morning.
What?
Hey, that's cool.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I started going to my friend Keith Jardine's gym, and my body hurts really bad.
Nice.
I feel you. I'm in so much pain. I feel like I'm always sore. My legs are always sore. Mm. What do you say on air? Rear is always sore.
Gluteus maximus.
My gluteus maximus is so sore. Also, my minimisus is also very sore.
I don't know what part that
and
is.
And so it's just, man, it's just been, it's never easy to wake up that early.
No.
Okay. And I don't understand how you guys do it. You guys get here at what, 3 in the morning, Dexy?
Like 1.
No, you don't.
No, yeah, usually around then.
Like is it 3?
Yeah.
I just
but
can't.
I get to leave at 11, which is really nice.
Mm. And then you got to go nap.
Well, sure.
I don't know. I don't know if that's healthy for the body.
I'm going to die soon.
Because you're burning at both ends.
I'm burning at both ends.
Well, here's the thing.
He just threw the candle in the
that
fire.
Sounds like a different issue, and you should go see a doctor.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, seriously.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that lately, and it's been really different having to wake up so early. I've noticed it's a big difference. I am preparing for Freedom Celebration because we are opening for Newsboys and
Zach Williams.
Zach Williams.
Gosh, I'm so excited for Zach.
He is so good. I'm gonna just be normal around him, but honestly though, when he sings, my heart pitter patters because I feel like he makes my heart come alive.
He's got a really good story, man.
Does he?
Yeah, I can't wait to have
him on.
Does
he really?
Yeah. We are getting him out for the pre-show, like on the stage to kick it with us because
we have the same story.
We had him on the phone and it's
Zach
like,
and I do.
Yeah, they actually do have a very similar story. This dude was like all American, like, this guy was going to play college ball and like
shattered his leg. Hold on. Stop. Please stop.
You're breaking up.
Tell me,
just a little bit. You're not very close to the phone. Going to have to speak up a little bit. Can't hear you.
I want to hear him. Turn him up.
Are you kidding me?
Tell me. I want to hear this. Is he lying to me, Buck? Tell me.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you're still going back. Dude, you work on Christian radio. You're not supposed to lie.
What am I lying about?
Oh, my gosh.
What am I lying about?
Okay, Dex is going to talk about the time when he played 3-on-3 football for his high school, and he was a star basketball player, 5'6" tall, and then he broke his leg and couldn't play college ball. Come on.
Well, that's exactly what happened to Zach Williams.
It's not what happened to Zach Williams. He was like, had a scholarship, was
play. I was probably going to get a scholarship my senior year.
You were not going to get a scholarship. This is a terrible, terrible lie. You are being such a bad example right now for the kids listening to this show.
Oh, man.
You can't dog his testimony, Buck.
Yeah, it's my story,
it's his
man.
Story. 80% of it is made up, but it is a good testimony.
Oh man,
three people have given their lives. Never mind. I'm just kidding.
That is a testimony, not a testimony.
Yeah! Yeah! Testimony,
Buck. Oh, I love you. That's so fantastic.
That's good.
So fantastic.
You still got it, man. You still got it.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, there we go.
Woo!
We have so many people chiming in. Are we just going to go with questions?
Yeah, we got time for a few.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Tam, what is your favorite band?
After last night, Family Four Spies.
No, they're called FF5.
Oh, yeah,
what is
FF5.
Your favorite band, Tam? For real, don't give me a dumb answer. That's not your favorite band. That's your favorite band of all time.
I don't have a favorite band of all
time. Yes, you do.
No. Who's your favorite artist?
Lauryn Hill.
Okay, boom. Okay. Dude, the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Oh.
My genre? Okay, so classic rock really gets me, you know, just like focused. But I'm more.
Didn't know where she was going.
I didn't either, and I was so uncomfortable.
It really gets me
just
focused. Focus.
I'm like, Tam.
Okay.
And then, okay. But you know what though? Like, more so, the music that I love to listen to and hear and sing is like got that. I mean, yeah, it's a little poppy, but I really love like. If those beats are legit,
Justin Timberlake, Bruno Mars.
If those beats are legit, I want it.
Dex Toth.
Okay,
that's right.
Sounds good. Okay, moving on. Moving on. Do you prefer short-necked pink giraffes or long unicycle rides on the beach?
Probably short-necked giraffes because I love little baby things, and okay. I love giant like.
How
oversized.
Great would the world be if we could all have baby unit?
That's
or
not
giraffes.
A real. That's not a real question. Moving
baby
on.
Giraffes. Okay.
But it's easy.
For Tam, who? Who do you think you are? Also, what?
Do I think I am?
What gives you the right?
But I was silent, so that means I don't have a right.
Okay. Also, why are you the way that you are?
Okay. This is...
All right. You know what? Let's move on to the next question.
Those are legit. All from the same person. If you have beef with them, 50565... I'm just kidding.
For real.
Okay. Somebody just said Lauryn Hill is the bomb. I love you. You now have to be friends with this person. Okay. I got to see the Fugees live.
Did you?
I did. Wyclef's reggae band opened, and then when he was like at the end of it, they were doing, yeah. And then, boom, and then Proswell and Lauryn Hill came out, and
timeless.
So good.
I wonder where she's at now. I tried to look her up the other day, but I didn't get very
Brooklyn. Good. She's in New York. Actually, she's not doing bad. She's actually still, yeah.
She's doing well?
Yeah. Somebody wants to know what your favorite action star is of all time. Favorite action star?
Besides Wonder Woman?
Okay. Yeah, right.
I mean, you can say Wonder Woman, but that would be Gal Gadot because that's they're asking
love
you the star.
Did you love the movie?
Who's your favorite?
I haven't seen it yet.
Then you can't say that! Who's your favorite action star, Tamara?
Action star?
Yes.
I love when Tom Cruise runs across roofs.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's your star.
He's an action. He does lots of action stuff.
You're right. Okay. He's one of the best.
Yeah.
Somebody just wants to help you by letting you know you need to increase your water intake to minimize soreness because it's possible.
Oh. Cool. The fire Thank alarm you. Just went off.
Yeah. Next question. How often do you want to fight Steve-O?
Are we talking weekly or daily?
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Is that a...
Her eyes went black.
Yeah, they went black and narrow. Ugh. Like, that was really evil. And there we have it. That's good. Okay. All right.
Good. All right. Well, we got to go to break. Buck? Okay.
I got to go see what's going on.
There's literally a fire alarm. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Fire alarm's going off.
Yeah.
Should we evacuate?
All right.
I'm pretty sure it's a drill.
I got to go kill Legacy. See you later.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Cool, man.
See you.
Love you.
Bye, Cam.
Hey, what were you doing the night of the 24th at the Lobo, somebody wants to know? That was that worship night, right?
We did, and that's what I was going to tell you guys, was that story.
Okay.
But right.
We'll tell that when we come back.
Yeah, right? You got it.
We might burn because the fire alarm's going off and everybody else is evacuating.
Hopefully
not. In the wind.
There they go.
We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The nation's top court is allowing part of the executive order that imposes a 90-day ban on people from Iran, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya from entering the U.S., but only if those visitors cannot prove they have a relationship with a person or entity in the U.S.
The ATF is working with Chicago to fight gun violence, lending the city a high-tech mobile crime lab that can provide on-site analysis of weapons or casings at crime scenes.
In Daytona Beach, Florida, 20-year-old Jonathan Race is accused of stealing a 36-foot boat. He wasn't at the
controls, but neither was anyone else when the boat at full throttle ran aground on a beach, scattering people. Nobody was hurt.
Southwest Utah, a wildfire is now covering close to 44,000 acres.
Takata has agreed to a price tag of just more than $1.5 billion for much of its assets around the world. Analysts say they'll need every penny and likely more to cover as much as $10 billion for recalling their faulty airbag inflators.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Quality Tam Tuesday, 9:34.
Hi, today, 95 degrees. Oh. Traffic!
It's so hot in the studio, cause Tam is here, and she is on a roll with her camo pants. She's got the black top, and it looks dope. Now it's time to get to traffic, yo. We got an accident, just kidding, it's good. Ain't nothing going on, so I'm gonna pass it on to my friend named Dexter, and he's gonna take it from here. There you go, yo.
1, 2, 3, and 4. 5 to the 6 and the 7 to the 8.
We can count 9, to 100 10, if you 11, keep on 12, going.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Seriously, stop.
Literally,
all.
Wow.
You just counted.
Who does that, guys? Man. No one.
Okay.
That's, this guy. It's new. It's fresh.
This guy.
That was fresh.
I count, yo. It's not rap. It's count.
That was fresh. Nice.
Oh, quality, Tam. It's just a quality show.
I mean.
Good morning.
Quantity. Good morning. Good morning, sure. Good morning.
Is that a fat joke?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Yo, no.
No. Oh, Tam. Yep. No, it was definitely.
It's a great question, Tam.
If you guys feel that was a fat joke, please chime in.
No,
it's a
great question. Great question.
Guys,
when I get nervous, I laugh.
And I'm fully secure.
I'm so nervous.
Why would you laugh at that, man?
Because I did. That was not.
You see his face? He goes, yeah. Oh.
Because it wasn't. It was quantity because you say so many words. No. That's what I meant.
Foot to mouth.
That's and him. I can do that because I'm flexible.
Nope. Ew. There's fecal matter on the bottom of your shoe.
Yeah, that's why I kiss the side. I mean, no. Come on. Look at that. Flexible. Looks good, man.
Yeah. I love how you could literally just look within that delay and see it.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook Live. You can go there, Star 88 FM. You can watch the show. You can see Tam in her very own habitat.
Wait, what?
For him, Andy.
Wow. You calling her a monkey? Because she's like a zoo animal? Huh?
Wouldn't be the first time. I've been called an orangutan. It's been worse.
An orangutan. Oh,
man. That's so good.
Let's be clear.
All right, yeah. Tam, you have a story to share. You always have
or
great
a chimtamsie.
Oh my gosh, I like that.
Now,
give me some.
Here's
give
the
me
thing,
some.
Tam.
Gosh, that was funny.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I, of course, do not ever want to take away from your personality.
Personality.
Okay. But I want you to really focus on let's tighten the ship a little bit, you know? Let's shorten the story just a little bit.
Also, just a side note for that is that when I'm interrupted thoroughly within my story, it is very hard to get through the story.
I get it.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'd hate to point fingers, but
I saw that. I saw that.
You can
I have eyes in the back of my head.
Sorry.
Thanks, Facebook Live.
Okay.
All right. So you guys were asking what happened on June 23rd is what it was.
Okay.
It was June 23rd. It's a Friday.
Nice.
And it's going to be kind of disappointing
set
if you play
scene.
That.
Yeah. Music. I want to hear it.
What we had was a citywide. Worship night.
Worship night.
For worship leaders.
All of them.
And
in the city.
Musicians.
All of the musicians. This is going to be a long story.
Do you see his stance? Do you see his bending knees stance?
That's because I'm ready to go, man. I'm like Tom Cruise, like hanging over the edge. Do this.
Can you start over? I don't even know what you said.
It was a worship night, and they invited all the worship leaders in the city, and everybody worshiped together as a community, and Jesus was there, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Can you repeat it? Because he yelled at me and I couldn't hear a word he said.
Because here was what we were doing. What the goal was to have a night where we bring the worship leaders, we bring the musicians, we bring all the volunteers, if you're on staff at whatever church that you want, Tambourine Man can come.
Was he there?
And so we...
Drug test. Can we get a drug test?
Can someone drug test him, please? Fail. I saw the results. So we had this night, and it was really fun. And so we had been kind of working up to it. But, you know, it's oddly enough, it's kind of hard to let other churches know that you don't have another agenda. Mm. Like, there is no agenda here.
We
want to kick it. We just want you guys to come by. We're going to give you some coffee.
And steal a couple guitar players. What?
And that was the main concern that we would like to address.
Scouts?
So
scouting out the
this
scene,
is
man.
This is not a scouting.
That dude plays a telly like no one's business. Did you hear the solo
on
Ocean?
Do churches? Do churches go out and scout?
Oh, you got to scout that dude. That dude played that solo so hard.
So we weren't scouting, and we weren't looking to recruit, that's good. Right? That's we good. Were just having a time to have people come by, which was fantastic. And so those who did show up, I don't know if I would be surprised, but I guess I was thankful that their feedback was so great. They really enjoyed it. They want to do it again, so we are going to do it again. And I won't tell you which month because I don't want to make a promise if I can't keep it yet. But I will tell you that we will be doing it soon in the future. And it was a blast. We had Sagebrush, who joined us on stage together. We'd asked a couple of the churches, but they were unavailable. And so we are going to, you know, ask some other churches along the way. There's tons of musicians and tons of vocalists, tons of worship leaders out there, volunteers who spend so much of their time serving in a church, serving in a ministry, and we want them to be able to sit with their families. Like, because when was the last time you actually had a service sitting with your family? Like, your wife and your kids next to you, or your husband and your kids, or your friends if you're not married, and you get to just sit with your friends and your family together. I mean, it's an awesome thing to be able to worship together with your family, and so we wanted to give them the opportunity to come, and they could bring their family, they could bring other people from other churches, and they could sit there and enjoy their time and worship without preparing for a set or planning this or planning that. And so we just want to take the load off of them and have a good time. And it really did turn out very, very well. And we really appreciate you guys coming out too. Those of you who did come, please spread the word. We had one guy, church doesn't even need to be named, but one guy, he came up to me and it kind of broke my heart. I'll tell you that. Oh, it did a little bit. But here's what it was inspiring and exciting through what he said.
Tell us.
He said, you know, there's one thing.
What? Why are you laughing?
Wow, what a jerk. This is like a serious moment that broke her heart. She's laughing
about
it.
I'm crying.
She has no soul.
He said, there's one thing that I'm going to do. And he said, being here, I cannot focus. I'm so sorry.
Get through it, Tam. Be a professional.
He said, the one thing that I will be able to go back and tell my church is that I came tonight, and I'm sorry we didn't join you guys on that stage, but I will tell you this. There's no ill intent here, and the Spirit of God is here in this place. So that's what he told me, and I thought, one, that's great. I'm kind of concerned that you thought there was ill intent.
Let's be real. No way. Let's break down some lies here.
But two, yes. You go back and you tell your home slices that we are here with open arms, want to hug you and embrace you.
Because here's the thing. The difference is maybe they came in hesitant and they were kind of weird about it, but at least they were there. Because there were other churches that just didn't even show up.
And that's what I told him.
Nope.
That's what I told him. I said, thank you for even showing up. The fact that he showed up was so cool, and he brought his kids, and it was just the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing.
Yesterday, I went to go visit my friend Teddy. Playing a show last night at Sagebrush.
Yeah, he's
and
so good.
I was leaving the sanctuary. I was walking out of the hallway, and who do I bump into?
Who?
Todd.
Oh, Cookie.
And it was like, Stave Jader. And I'm like,
oh my God. Son, you get over here and give me a hug.
First of all, that dude is jacked.
That's adorable.
And I'm like, you need to stop. You need to stop because he's at the gym. Like, he can't come on the morning show because he's like, those are my gym hours. And I'm like, shut up. Come on our show.
Yeah, for real.
It was really good. And like in real life, I seriously was like, you need to come on the show. But he's like, Well, that is adorable. You know, and I'm like, because you're amazing and I love you and you were my youth pastor and I wanted to share funny stories and let's do this. And I love that because it's community. And it's like, well, yeah, I know, but I mean, come on. And I'm like, come on, man. If Steve Smotherman can come on a show and if I, and I start naming like pastors in town, I'm like, let's do, it's community, dog. Let's do this.
So. And it's to share where you're at. Yeah. So, like, if somebody has, and they call, like, I have, what is it, New Beginnings Church. They called the other day, and we had talked a little bit back and forth. I talked with their guy, Michael, from their worship team. And we were talking, and he said, so kind of, how do you guys run this? Like, how do you guys do this, this, and this? They're just kind of picking your brain. Yeah, they're not trying to steal ideas or steal this and that, because God's,
it's all the Lord's,
God's gonna do what he wants to do, and it ultimately is his, yeah.
I'm really... really confused.
Oh,
did you finish the story?
Unbelievable. I do what you asked me to do, and now you don't even know when I'm done.
Did you finish it? Because I'm really confused.
Wow. I told you the thing the person was talking about is we had a citywide worship night.
I know, but I didn't know if that was the end of
it
the
happened,
story.
It happened. It took place at Knob Hill. You know what? I'll give you a kicker to the story if you want me to come back in there. I'll tell you this. How about those air conditioners, huh?
Somebody said y'all didn't promote that thing very well because I would have been there faux show, all caps.
And here's the thing. We sent out emails. I called around to so many churches. And here's what I want. Actually, let's do this right now because this is going to help me. So my email address, I'm going to give it to you right now here at Calvary Albuquerque. I'm giving it to you right now.
Bruno Mars.
Nope.
The number 4 life. That's LYFE. I'm sorry, I forgot the beginning. Mrs. Sorry, MRS.
With love.
Bruno.
So my actual email address is TAM.
I have nothing to do with this. I'm over here. I'm on an island.
T. AM.
Why does your mic keep cutting out?
Gosh, it's so awful. You're terrible. We're trying to get the community together.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Satan Dan. Over here.
Seriously.
Is like trying to kill community.
Go ahead.
I can see your hand.
I'm not on it.
T-A-M.
Do it wrong.
Just call Calvary. Forget it.
Just call Calvary. Oh, my gosh.
And just ask them for me. Okay? Just call and ask for me. And,
whoa,
and
whoa, whoa. What's your email address?
It's Tamara. T-A-M.
Hey!
Did she leave? Oh, I thought she left.
Google it.
You are killing me.
That's
right
all
now.
All Dex, by the way, because everybody always says I mock her. I am trying so hard to get like community
here's
going.
Here's the thing. Forget it. Just call the church.
Tamara, T-A-M-R-A.
.Aragon.
Boom.
A-R-A-G-O-N. At CalvaryABQ.org.
Good call, sir. Boom.
Don't put an extra A in my name because I won't get your email. I won't get your email if there's an extra A. It's just Tam.
T-A-M-R-A.
T-A-M-R-A.
What? No. Why?
Yes.
Dot Aragon. At CalvaryABQ. So here's the thing. We sent out emails to 76 churches.
Wow, that's cool.
And it was, and then Brian Aldridge did a great job. He posted on his page and stuff. And then we did, I called numerous people, but a lot of the time they would tell me, I'm sorry, you can't speak to our worship leader or our worship leader's in the interim or sorry, I don't have that number or
that
here,
adorable.
You can leave a message. I mean, it was really hard to get a hold of some of these people.
Yeah.
And so even Steven had a hard time calling.
Even
and I was
Steven.
Even Steven. Steven Cleven even. He even had a hard time because, like, and he could name drop, but still.
Why
it's
would
hard.
He do
some
that?
People just don't
Nobody
call back.
That. Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, y'all just did your part. And now
and so that's the thing is, if you guys want to come, we want you to be there. And again, the next one, we'll make sure to let you guys know. I'll talk about it on Quality TM Tuesday for sure. So you guys can tune in and know when it's coming. And also, if you just want to give me a call or send me an email, whatever, Facebook, Insta,
yeah,
I don't
Joel
care.
Said he got it. Hate mail on the way. He's sending it.
Perfect.
So if you just, Joel, while you're at it, can you please go like two offices over and tell Todd to come on our show?
Yep. Do it.
Give him my cell number.
Yeah.
Do it.
He has my cell number.
Joel works at Sagebrush.
Yeah, he does.
Who has your cell number?
Todd.
You text him and tell him to come on our show.
Okay.
I'm serious. I was bugging him yesterday and he's like, I will, I'll call. And so what happened is I talked him into it and then talked him out of it, like in the same conversation.
That's adorable.
Because we started talking about me in high school and he was like, I can't. You are the same person. You are crazy. And I'm like, but I love you.
Maybe it's me, guys. Maybe it's me. Maybe he doesn't like me.
No, he likes you a lot. He does like you. It might be me.
Okay.
So anyway, so we really want the community to get involved and stuff. And so we will continue to spread the word. But I think that now that people showed up, they're able to do word of mouth. And this is, again, for the worship teams.
Right.
With the reason why, it's not that we hate your congregation.
Not the peasants.
We're not, we don't hate your congregation.
The leadership.
But we absolutely want to make sure that the volunteers in this particular ministry.
That's cool, yeah.
Are with their families.
That's so awesome.
For that time. We'll keep you updated. But if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call, guys. It's an open door. You can always communicate with me. So please do it.
Beautiful. Just call the church, guys.
Literally just call the church at this point.
Just call any church.
At Quality Tam on Instagram if you want.
Any church will do.
Just wish I could do some news or something.
News! Steve-O.
Are you going to tell your story?
I am going to. That's it. I'm leaving.
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it, Tam. Don't you do it, yo.
You blocked the door.
You can't do that.
Mm. That's like when a girl in prison was about to beat me up and all the other girls stood up and protected me.
Wow.
Is that true?
I feel like you were watching Orange is the New Black. Like, I don't think that's
no,
real life.
I was in there.
You were in Orange is the New Black?
Oh my gosh. I spoke.
What?
Moving on. Tamra, stories aside, guys, I have good news, so please stick around. Are we ready to hear this? All of her childhood dreams are coming true. A tiny version of the Super Nintendo that is preloaded with 21 games will go on sale this September for $80, and the world cried tears of joy because the Super Nintendo is the greatest system in the history of the universe!
Did you say tiny?
Yeah, it's a tiny guy. It's kind of like the little mini, the little mini NES that I never got because I don't have time to camp out at GameStop because I'm a grown up with a real job and I can't just go like Target hunt. And so instead, I'm like, well, it looks like I'm getting the Switch. I'm gonna play some Zelda for 117 hours and I'm still 18 minutes into the story because it's so vast and huge and I hate it.
Here's the question about the Mario Kart all day, yo. SNES. Is it going to be the same situation like we dealt with the regular
NES? This is the problem. This is what I don't know. This is what's frustrating because Nintendo is just, oh man.
They're messing with us.
They are notorious for having really good ideas and then they're like release day and you just went the day they said, hey, we're going to make a Switch. I raced over to the video game store and was like, I'd like to pre-order this right now because I want to be one of the 17 people that actually gets this.
Oh my gosh.
And I got it. Yeah, I got it day one. I've had it since day one.
You have an NES?
No, dude, the Switch, dog.
The Switch.
Mario Kart all day with my tiny little controller.
I prefer Big Land and Super Mario Brothers 3.
Check it out. Nintendo has revealed details on their SNES Classic. The standalone mini console is going to have 21 games. We got some Super Mario World,
Contra?
Earthbound, Super Mario Kart, Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. Oh, man. But most surprising is the inclusion of Star Fox 2, which was never released. It's the sequel to Star Fox.
Wow.
And we getting it, dog!
Ooh, Contra 3?
Contra 3, Alien Wars, Donkey Kong Country, Final Fantasy 3, F-Zero.
Super Mario Brothers 3.
Super Metroid?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to have to correct you. Super Mario Brothers 3 was for the original Nintendo. You need to leave.
I know.
You're blaspheming.
I'm thinking there's a way
Super
they could
Mario
put
World
it on there.
Was,
Yoshi and,
I think it was my favorite, Super Mario World.
Super Mario 3 was so good, though!
It was good.
But Super Mario World straight changed the game, man. Super Castlevania, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Super Everything, Super Metroid, which was the jam!
I loved Metroid with all my heart.
Oh, absolutely. Yoshi's Island. Anyways, it's going to launch in the fall. The previous iteration, the NES Classic, was so difficult to find, so much so that they discontinued it, and then it was all over eBay for like $500. Which is
It's so hard to find, so we're just going to get rid of it all.
We're just going to discontinue it. And the funny thing is everybody's like, I wonder why they're doing that. And I think it's because... this is just personal
opinion. Switch sales were
down? This is speculation. Well, no, Switch hadn't come out yet, and then they're launching the Switch, and let's take away this thing, because some of the games on the original NES weren't owned by Nintendo. Mm. So they were like profit, they were like sharing.
Oh, right.
Right? And so now, we got this Super NES, and it's like, these are all games that are owned by Nintendo. Like, these are all like, hey, we got this. Although now, looking at it, I'm like, I don't know, Final Fantasy 3? I don't know.
Super Mario Brothers.
Our boy Joel chimed in and said that Super Metroid is the best SNES game ever.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I don't know that I would
disagree
with
that. It's not the best. I don't think it's the best.
It was so good.
It's good, but it's not the best.
What's the best? What's the best?
I like Super Mario World.
I like Super Mario 3.
Super Mario World was phenomenal, but Super Mario 3 I still think is the best Mario. Mm-hmm.
Guys, gosh, you can't beat it. Plus, like when you get to level 7.
You could easily beat it.
No, me personally, I couldn't ever beat it.
You never beat Mario?
What? Because
so you don't know how it ends?
My brother.
Dude, like Tarantino ending.
No, I have
ending.
Seen it. I
You've
have.
Seen the ending?
Because my brother beat
when
it.
When Princess Peach dies.
That, no.
And then Bowser like it's comes out and it was crazy. And like all the kids.
Eats everyone.
Right. And like Luigi,
no.
He loses an arm.
No.
Oh my gosh.
That's
it was
never
like the
happened.
Gnarliest ending ever. I wish
my
you had
seen brother,
it.
My brother constantly played that game. Mm-hmm. Or like he played it all the time. But I loved it, and then he'd always go first because you know how, like, if I lose, then he gets to go as long.
Always go
like,
first.
He always plays forever, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And so, finally, and I used to punch him and stuff when I was little. I'd be good. Like, come on, give me that, and like we'd fight and stuff.
Which
and
is then perfect, because Super Punch-Out is
and now right. I feel really bad that I ever punched his arm whenever I, you know, wanted to play.
It's okay.
But you could beat it so much, and then I could only get to level
boys
7, and I always needed help through in level
oh,
8.
Oh, snap.
Mm.
I feel like that was just too far there, Dexter.
That was too far.
Sorry. Mm.
So anyways, it's launching in September, so if you want it, maybe they'll do pre-orders. I hope they do pre-orders, because, dude, notorious Nintendo. Gosh, they make me mad.
Notorious!
Moving on! New Mexico State Police believe a body found in the state.
Is that just go ahead and turn that fan on over there, Tam. Jeez.
Sorry.
Just go ahead and turn it on. Wow, that feels good, actually.
That actually feels really good.
Is that annoying?
Sorry. Yeah, it's obnoxious.
Hey, Facebook Live. Tam, just turn on the fan.
Oh, gosh.
Can you guys hear it in the background?
I put it on low. How's that?
Yeah, keep it right there.
Joel's inviting us to go see Baby Driver tomorrow night with him. Baby Driver, of course, Edgar Wright, probably the raddest director in the history of directors. He has done such things as Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and At World's End. And the
Did
greatest
you say
movie
Hot
of all
Fuzz?
Time.
Hot yeah. Fudge.
Hot Fuzz. And the greatest movie of all time, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So...
You always say greatest movie of all time.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is my jam.
And you say greatest movie of all time like it's one word.
Okay, so here's the deal. If I have to actually like write out a list, Raiders of the Lost Ark,
yes.
Okay, is like neck and neck with Return of the Jedi, because it's like, that's childhood. So it's like, and there's still two, like there's some of the greatest movies.
So if I had to ask you, what was your favorite band, what would you say?
That's a loaded question.
See what I mean? You just like,
I can tell you my favorite album of all time. I can tell you hands down, like no question.
What is it?
Third Eye Blind self-titled is my favorite album of all time.
No, Hoobastank is his favorite.
You get out of my life forever. You're an
I
idiot.
I knew it.
It was Incubus, actually. You guys were both wrong.
I said Incubus before. And then I said Hooba.
Oh, man. So, yeah, but Scott Pilgrim, like, the modern, like, that to me, that is the best modern. That's my fave. That's my jam. That's, like, comic book film. That is That is my jam. They did so well. And I don't like Michael Cera, and he was excellent in that. And seriously.
Oh.
So to me, that like spoke volumes, because I'm not a fan, because he's the same dude in every movie.
That's what you said about Jesse Eisenberg, who I really like.
That's true.
Right, because I think they're actually separated at birth, because they have the same like weird...
Do they?
Yeah.
That sounds just like him.
I own Facebook.
Nah.
I don't think that's how it went.
That's how
I'm
going
to have to rewatch it.
That was a great movie, actually.
I'm pretty sure that's how it went. Killed the
so
show!
Good.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
Now you're
books.
Dancing like Family Force 5.
Tam?
Yes!
We love you.
I guess I love you guys back.
Okay.
Next time I'm coming with a crazy story.
Just go ahead and throw out that email, Tam.
Nope.
I promise you.
Go for it.
TAMRA.ARAGON@CalvaryABQ.org if you want to get a hold of me, or on social media at Quality. At Quality Tam.
Two at qualities?
No, just at Quality Tam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed any of the show, hit the podcast. It's on demand. You can download it right there at the app, *88. Or you can watch and listen to the show. We'll upload the Facebook Live here in just a little bit. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.